Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Enterprise. Its 5-year mission to explore. To seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smell for Good, an international
call. Interface complete.
Wow, some new shit popped up. Shouts out to Blog Talk Radio. See, y'all motherfuckers got y'all shiznits to kind of mold together. You know what I'm saying? New formats and everything. But, yeah. What's up, people, man? Y'all already know what the fuck going on. It's your boy DJ Smell So Good, Wrecking the Game Radio, in the motherfucking building, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, man. It's been a lot of crazy shit going on. You know, we just got over the Freaky Friday, you know what I'm saying? The Freaky Friday the 13th. And it went down real big, man. Let me go ahead and cue you some motherfucking porn music or something. Y'all hold on and give me some porn music. Give me some porn music going on provided by, hold on, who the fuck am I provided by? You ain't got my, let me see who I'm provided by today, people. I think it's taboo porn, you know what I'm saying? Taboo porn music. All your latest porn. See if we can get that. And then I'm going to read y'all the description, man, because today we got a, yeah, it's going to be one of them shows, you know what I'm saying? We're going in on a few people, you know what I'm saying? We're going in on them, you know what I'm saying? Hope y'all with it, man.
Can you dig it?
That's real.
Can you dig it?
That's real. You motherfuckers dig it. Yeah, man, because we finna do this shit real, man. This is your boy, DJ Smells So Good, Tampa Bay's most unbiased and international motherfucking DJ. And this is how it goes down. Because today is Monday, and we just got over Friday, you know what I'm saying, Friday the 13th. Which left some funny stories behind to be shared, you know what I'm saying, with the world. And I mean the world. So if you got a funny story situation, you know what I'm saying, you found yourself in, and you want to holler at your boy, share it with the world. Call 347-237-5125 and share it live. You know what I'm saying? I want to give shouts out to my co-host, Ms. Tasha Triple X, holding it down up in Toronto, Canada. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to all the Canadians up there. And as for the rest of y'all, bring your ass. We live on the show. But I got to give one little... yeah, I don't want to mention these fuck-ass niggas, man, but it seems that we got some whores... Some internet whores. Yeah, that's the only way I can call them. Some fucking internet whores that are going around and trying to spray, you know what I'm saying, the Trilateral Commission. You know, but it's all good because, you know what I'm saying, got something coming for these hoe-ass niggas. You know what I'm saying, Chester Cheetah on that whack-ass motherfucking production. And who wants to go ahead? First of all, let me read the rest of this shit, y'all. Let me read the rest of the motherfucking show description. Y'all be like, damn, why this motherfucker going off? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and this says, to all my mill gay walkie niggas, yeah, and bitches, suck my virtual dick. Yes, you punk ass hoes leaving extended YouTube videos and shit. You fag ass bitches are worse than Bush and Soulja Boy wrapped up in one. And it's all because my motherfucking co-host didn't want to be fucked up with old gay-ass nigga Jay Will. Will J, how the fuck you want to call that gay-ass nigga name? You know what I'm saying? Who didn't want to be his motherfucking co-host? Because this old suck-dick-ass nigga needed somebody next to him. You know what I'm saying? The dick riding while he's doing his motherfucking show. And that's why you got out the building and GIP next to you now. You know what I'm saying? Bunch of hoes. You know what I'm saying? Pulling each other dicks. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, so I'm tired of bringing up hoes on my show. You know what I'm saying? They're really kids out for the motherfucking summertime, kicking it at their grandma's house in their motherfucking basement. You know what I'm saying? Playing with their old-ass video camera. And Chester Peter or Cheetah or whatever the fuck your name is. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, homeboy, you don't want to fuck Miss Tasha, you know what I'm saying? Any women that we vibe with, homie, you know what I'm saying? That's real. So I did say it right, because P.I.G., we all know, actually is a motherfucking man. So all you mill gate walkie ass niggas suck virtual ass, you know what I'm saying? I'll be sending all you motherfucking hoes, hoe ass niggas, the hoe ass niggas of the year award, you know what I'm saying? Cause that's what you bitch ass niggas need, you know what I'm saying, to hang that up on your wall. Fag ass niggas, man. 813, before I get into this call, man, you got to hold on, man. We got some old fuck ass, bust ass motherfuckers. I got to spray real quick. You know, whole ass motherfucking niggas, gangsta ass, bitch ass niggas leaving motherfucking YouTube videos. Let me tell you something, y'all. You have got to be a suck ass, gay ass nigga to sit up here and talk about somebody for 10 minutes straight on a fucking YouTube video. What kind of shit is that? What kind of whole ass shit is that? Man, Goofy Bone, go ahead and speak on these motherfucking busters, man.
Time to slap some motherfucking retards.
Bitch ass niggas, man. Niggas is gay, man. These niggas is hoes. You niggas need to put on pink t-shirts every day. Fuck ass niggas. I don't wanna fuck with the South, man. I'm from the dirty South, nigga. 813. Nigga, I'm all over the motherfucking internet to find me, bitch. What's wrong with you, man?
I didn't see a gun, just a bitch near, yapping his gums. We're close, so poor, looking like a Goodwill. But you know the nigga, his name is Jay Wills. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. That should be hung in that cemetery. Cause niggas like you ain't worth a penny. Within the building and your bitch Miss Piggy. Looking like some jokes, looking like some clowns. Trying to diss me, but you only made me laugh now. It's fucking funny looking at you scrawny niggas. My slingshot will kill you, I don't need to pull no triggers. You niggas all so phony, which would be the fast ride. Nigga, go get a job before you homicide. Keep trying, I don't think they get it. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggers. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. What the fuck is in the building? A scrawny nappy head nigga, now it's time to hurt feelings. Smoking on weed, trying to be cool. Bitch, I'll slap you, cause you a hoe too. A tiny little nigga trying to disrespect. Just one more nigga I gotta put in check. With my blue and white stripe on, looking like a zebra. Don't you know I'm a lion and I'll fucking eat ya. Niggas in the struggle better step up their game. You niggas are so broke, I didn't see a gold chain. Claiming Milwaukee, but you small like a jockey. In your bucket ass ride, nigga, come and stop me. You want a war? Nigga, you got it. Get your bitch ass up out the closet. And step up to me like a real man. And when you fall, you're out the building, man. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to ditch me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggering. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E. And last but not least, we got a fat hoe. They call her Miss P.I.G. just to let you know. Bitch is hungry, she ate all the donuts. But she stinks, smelling like coconuts. With a dirty ass shirt she be wearing. And with that dog, bitch, who you scaring? I hope it's not me, cause I carry a gun. Step up with the mud and trick, you'll be done. Just one more fat bitch dead on the street. I had to handle my beef because it's so sweet. Having junior high kids clown on me. But they're crowning themselves a little wannabe. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all motherfuckers just don't get it. Motherfuckers learn how to rap if you're gonna fucking attack somebody. Giving Milwaukee a very bad name. You try to diss me, boy, you're going insane. Nobody gives a damn about you broke ass niggas. You from Northern Cali where we play with triggers. You try to rap, but who understood you? Your lyrics are weak just like you, fool. Jay Wills in the building and Miss P.I.G. Y'all can suck my B.O.N.E.
You know what, fucking with the Trilateral Commission, Millgate walkie ass niggas, you know what that's like, man. I gotta let my homeboy tell you a fucking
thing. God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
And that's what all you lame ass niggas do, man. Ah, you niggas is motherfucking super lame, man. But I ain't spending my motherfucking day, you know what I'm saying, talking about you fag ass Fruit Loop ass niggas, man. I don't see none of you niggas, dog. I come to motherfucking Milwaukee and straighten you niggas. Straight up. Niggas already know. Matter of fact, And I need to find. Let me see how much the ticket is. The motherfucking meal gay walkie and shit. Let's see how much the tickets is, y'all. You old fuck ass nigga. Let's see if I won't fly a motherfucking ticket, bitch. You already see the motherfucking Las Vegas videos, nigga. Better check my motherfucking background, bitch. I'll be on the plane ASAP. It is nothing. It is motherfucking nothing. But I don't like to play with internet motherfucking Soulja Boy assholes and shit. All up on this bitch talking, you suck my dick, you gay ass faggots. You know what I'm saying? Your fat bitch, man. Fuck that hoe too. Bitch coming all in my motherfucking, all on my show and shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about she ain't included. Bitch, you included in this fuck shit too. You riding, you dick riding with them old gay ass niggas. Bitch, you get it too. All you fuck ass niggas get it. You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Fuck ass hoes. Hold up, man. Let me put this motherfucking shit in Tampa. And I don't know, Millgate Walkie. I don't even know if that city gonna come up. Let's see if Millgate Walkie come up. Fuck ass niggas. It don't even matter. I'm returning. I'm leaving tomorrow, bitches. It don't even matter when I'm motherfucking leaving. Coming back the next day. It only take me one day to do my motherfucking bid, handle my shit, and get the fuck out of there fucking you niggas up. Run your goddamn mouth. Chester fucking cheater, nigga. You need to get your motherfucking eyesight right, nigga, before you sit up here and talk about what I need to do and what I don't need to do, nigga. Check my motherfucking background. Nigga, I've been on fucking YouTube since the 90s, nigga. The fuck you mean, dog? I've been on the internet since the fucking 90s. This shit is new to you niggas, man. This shit is new. Brand new to you motherfuckers. Man, it only cost me $158, bruh. I might even go ahead and just book the ticket and just fly on over there. It's $177 with the motherfucking change, and that's provided by Orbitz.com. So you fuck niggas, you ain't. I paid $400 to go to motherfucking Vegas and just to fucking chill and network. You don't think I come up there and fuck you niggas up for $158 motherfucking dollars like it's nothing just to prove a point? Man, please, niggas, y'all better understand. Niggas down here go to prison for killing niggas over a motherfucking pair of tennis shoes. So you think I'm a motherfucking worry about you whole ass niggas trying to spray me on the motherfucking internet? Come on, bro. I will fuck you niggas straight up, though. I don't know. I guess niggas, I don't even know. I don't think niggas looked at my military background. I guess you niggas don't really know how off I really the fuck am. I will be hiding outside your motherfucking house in the bushes, nigga. With a motherfucking razor that I carry around with me. Anyways, I don't carry pistols. I carry a razor. I like to cut a nigga into his motherfucking white meat and watch his ass sit there and bleed. Kick that nigga in his motherfucking head and walk off. Ask the niggas in my motherfucking past. Yeah, you fuck ass niggas. This is for you. All you hoe ass mill gate walkie ass niggas. Fuck Will J. Fuck out the building. Fuck P.I.G. Fuck old Chester Peter ass nigga. Fuck all you hoes, man. Suck my dick.
Don't mean nothing either. Cause I'm sitting your ass, nigga, at your feet. And leave you walking funny. Cause your bag leaking. And either you a killer, nigga, or you ain't a killer. But most of y'all gon' die trying to impress a nigga. Cause God only made for me the real nigga. And a real nigga, I shoot your ass in your face. Hit you with that chopper, nigga, none but your waist. And so in your pistol, you don't get no points for that. Stuff like flagging, so a bitch can see you in all black. I'm
thing, piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch!
That's to all you whole ass, mill gay walkie ass niggas, man. Fuck you niggas, dog. Anyway, I'm on some other shit. We back to real nigga motherfucking radio right here on Wrecking the Game, Wrecking the Game Radio. Shouts out to my homeboy Goofy Bone, that 186 Point Deuce, representing San Jose, California. That's how we doing real big, man. You know what I'm saying? We up in the building, you dig? Shouts out to everybody who made it through the Blog Talk Radio host reunion November 5th through the 9th. Went down real big in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We did some real nigga shit. Whole ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? Watch the aftermath and shit off of YouTube when I post it. You know what I'm saying? And critique my shit. I appreciate it. Fuck ass whole niggas out there. And, yeah, man, that's how we do it. Anyway, let me tell y'all what the fuck happened on Friday, man. Let me tell y'all what the fuck happened on my Friday. Let me get my goddamn music crunk up in this bitch, man. Because, man, it's been a freaky... It was a freaky fucking Friday. That's all I'm going to say. It was a freaky fucking Friday. Let me get this shit crunk, y'all. Check this out. Here we go. Porn music, damn it. Oh, here we go. Shouts out my motherfucking porn music. And guess if you one of them gay-ass Milwaukee niggas, you can sign in and come on this show, homie. Because all I'm going to do is ride you fuck-ass niggas. It really don't matter to me. Or you can call 347-237-5125, and I'll ride you gay-ass niggas over the phone. You know what I'm saying? Because you niggas is hoes. I don't see no nigga from motherfucking Milwaukee. I don't see no bitch from motherfucking Milwaukee. And niggas, we don't drink no motherfucking Milwaukee best down here. So fuck all you motherfucking niggas. Bitches too. Hoes. Y'all in one category to me. Fuck ass motherfucking sluts. Anyways, man. Motherfucking Friday night, I'm at the motherfucking Coco's Lounge. I'm kicking it and shit. Getting fucked up, high, smoking and talking, joking, doing my Friday 13th thing. I go to take home one of my old homegirls and shit, who I give a ride to, you know what I'm saying? Every, you know, when I'm there and shit, she be drunk, to give a ride home and shit. Now, you know, my homegirl, you know what I'm saying? She actually, you know, she ain't digging me. That's all I'm going to tell you. You know what I'm saying? She don't dig my type. So, I almost said something. So, I thought, she don't dig my type. I'm taking this bitch home, man. And the story is twice as funny because the bitch looked like Miss P.I.G. and shit. The bitch looked like P.I.G. and I'm kind of fucked up. I associate with ugly motherfuckers like that. But, you know, fuck it. You got to do what you got to do. Ugly bitches need love, too. You know what I'm saying? That's why that bitch is still alive and mill gay ass walking. I ain't run over her ugly ass. Anyway, I'm halfway home getting this bitch home. You know what I'm saying? She talking about something. She want to take my hair out and shit. And I'm like, you know, looking over, I'm like, nah, I can take my own hair. She's like, nah, you know. And they remind me of that old Martin shit. We talking so, you know what I'm saying? Let me just put some ice down your back. Cool you the fuck off. You ain't got to be no gay, no punk, no bitch, no sister nigga for letting me put some ice down her back. Cool you the fuck off. This is the same scenario, man. Because I got this bitch halfway home. And I ain't heard this old school shit since never. This bitch turned to me and say, "Smell, she say, smell. You, I want you to come in. I'm gonna take your hair out." I'm like, "Nah, I'm straight. I'm straight. Nah, just come on in." I said, "I'm straight. It's too late tonight. You know what I'm saying? It's time. Damn, smell. I wanna fuck you deep." Yeah, I had to let the music just play kind of through that one because that threw me the fuck off. I'm like, you want to fuck me deep. Yes. No. Well, you know, we need some dick, too. You know, we be needing dick, too. We just, I know I like pussy and everything, but I mean, oh, you be needing to get your ass the fuck up out my damn van. Get your ass up out of here. Bitch, get your ass up out of here. The fuck wrong with you? Get your ass up out of here, man. Shit. It's crazy. Anyways, man, shouts out to, you know, all the fucking people who be looking for rides home, be coming out the closet on a nigga and shit, you know what I'm saying? Wow. That's what the fuck that was, you know what I'm saying? Straight up, man, you know. That was my story,
kid.
Thank you, brother. And the other one, and this is for all you motherfucking artists out there, man. You know, a lot of you niggas is motherfucking, this is a lot of you niggas is right here, you know what I'm saying? Coming to niggas' doors like this and shit. Talking about you got hot music. Who the fuck is it?
Avon calling.
No, mother. Boy, y'all lucky I couldn't get to my pistols quick enough, boy. Because we don't play Avon around here. You know what I'm saying? This is what Avon gets. You know what I'm saying?
That's besides an awesome fucking story, kid.
Besides that, you know what I'm saying? They get the motherfucking shells thrown at their ass. You know what I'm saying? One time for them. You know what I'm saying? Get y'all ass off my motherfucking dope. That's what I'm saying. All you motherfucking Millgate walkie ass niggas out there. Hold on, man. Let me lay these bitches to rest. Let me lay all you old Millgate walkie ass motherfuckers to rest, man. Chester Peter, you know what I'm saying? Will J, motherfucking out the building. P.I.G., ain't even a fucking Mr. P.I.G., you know what I'm saying? You whole ass bitches get laid to rest, man. Fuck all you copycat ass motherfuckers. Bitch ass niggas. Low production, low budget. Man, you bitches is hoes, man. Anyways, get back into my shit. Shouts out to the motherfucking Friday night fights. It was a real Friday night fights that went on at a motherfucking club up a level, you know what I'm saying? So I've heard, you know, motherfucking artists got up in that bitch, you know what I'm saying? Getting their motherfucking, getting their scrap on and shit. Niggas started fighting, you know what I'm saying? For real. I mean, I couldn't believe that shit. Niggas actually was fighting at a goddamn indie artist open mic night. What they do that at? Somebody tell me, where they do that at? I just really, you know what I'm saying? That don't make no motherfucking sense to me. Artists, if nobody don't know who the fuck you is, what kind of shit is that? Niggas came from Orlando, you know what I'm saying, to a club that we don't even fuck with down here, you dumbass Orlando ass niggas. All you niggas that came down here from Orlando talking about Tampa ain't representing, Tampa niggas ain't here. Because, niggas, we don't fuck with that club, you dumbass niggas. Do your background and shit before you come down trying to pop some whole ass shit. Niggas fuck with the Blue Shark, niggas fuck with Coco's Lounge and every other motherfucking open mic night besides the upper level. But because niggas fuck with Hood Boogie and try to motherfucking support him, you know what I'm saying, a couple of people do come out and support his shit. You lame, man. You niggas lamer than Millgate walking and shit. That old fuck shit they talking about. You know what I'm saying? Lame ass motherfucker. Anyways, yeah, you know, artists got hired and shit because, you know, the promoter of the night, you know, took niggas money and shit and then turned around and told 10 niggas, you know what I'm saying, half of the acts that they couldn't motherfucker perform. So guess what happened to that motherfucking nigga? I ain't got my little shit right here to say you got knocked the fuck out. But yeah, that nigga, you know what I'm saying? Artists came up in the club and basically had they game phases on a little too much, you know what I'm saying? A little too hard and, you know, walking around like motherfuckers.
I come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. But y'all hold the fuck on, man. I gotta bring a real gang stuff in this motherfucker, man. Beam him on board for all this old, I don't know, whole ass air in the motherfucking air, man. I got to beam them on boys. Hopefully you got the goddamn hole extinguisher, you know what I'm saying, so we can extinguish some of these motherfucking hoes. Bitch ass motherfuckers, Millgate walking and shit. Let me beam 186 Point Deuce 48 San Jose, California up, y'all. That's how we do it live right here on Record of the Game, motherfucking radio. Starship Smelly Prize, bitches. Y'all hold on a second. Where my goddamn transporter at? I'm going to beam his ass up. Damn motherfucking Millgate walkie ass niggas must have been trying to sneak on my ship, fucking some of my butt and shit. Ass niggas. Whoa, wait, man, what the fuck's happening, man? Huh?
We gonna do it for one night. Oh, yeah.
One night.
Hey, what's up, brother?
Whole ass niggas.
Hey, what's up, man? You all upset at these motherfuckers? These Milwaukee Klingons?
Bone thug ass, fake ass. Holes in harmony. That's what you niggas is. Holes in harmony. Without harmony, actually. You niggas holes out of harmony. Get your ass motherfucking niggas, man.
Hey, man, you can't knock somebody for trying, you know what I mean? Shout out to Jay Wills and my nigga Pussy Green and Ghetto-less Wayne and Platinum Gorilla, a.k.a. Miss PG. Shout out to all my niggas. And
Chester, the butt fuck cheater, yeah, he done got his ass, yeah, Chester the butt fuck cheater done got his ass up in the, he, I guess he, he felt, you know what I'm saying, left out, you know what I'm saying, because we kept going in on these old lame-ass niggas and shit. And I guess he wanted to, he, you know, I'm a lame nigger too, so you guys haven't been talking about me. I mean, what the fuck, man? What the fuck? You're not going to talk about my lame ass too? Ho-ass motherfucking bitches.
Hey, he's got some good productions, though. Hey, you know what? I'm going to ask him if he could do my video. One Night Stand featuring my Bruce Sky Entertainment fellas. That's Petey Green and Jay Wills. They're going to be on my new single called One Night Stand. Yeah. What's up, baby? How you doing? I'm live in the Charger, people. I'm not on the Starship Smelly Prize. I'm out here just cruising the motherfucking space. Hoods and Vadios and all that other bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm about to pick up Bobby Red Eyes because we're about to get our eyes red eyes, if you know what I mean. Shit.
Well, this is to that goddamn weak-ass motherfucking Chester Peter production, whatever the
she's
fuck he called himself.
No good, rotten, four-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Jesus.
Bitch!
Hey, shout-out to Nettie
Net. Wiped off with.
Little spy, Nettie Net. Shout-out to the Nettie Net. Too bad she got involved in all this shit, but hey, fuck it. She wanted to be their little messenger. You seen what happened on 300.
Man.
They kicked the messengers in the motherfucking hole. So,
hey.
Yeah.
Oh, that dude killed me, man. That's like, damn, that why you gonna switch to the goddamn Borg side and shit? Wow,
yeah.
You rolling with the fucking Borg. That is some shit right there, man. But then you know we still got love for real bitches, man, so you still gonna be a real bitch on this show. But we catch you on that other show, you know what I'm saying? You already know what the fuck's gonna come down. Everybody in that bitch, you know what I'm saying, gets it like the goddamn
the Borg.
Oh shit.
Lower your shield and surrender your ships.
We oh shit!
Your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own.
Well,
your culture will adapt.
This actually doesn't work on Millgate Walkie niggas. These niggas have no biological structures. These niggas is just basically fucking worms and shit. You know what I'm saying? Slithering around on the motherfucking planet. So really, my weapons are useless.
Shit, that's all they are. Junior high kids talking shit through YouTube videos. It's like, nigga, stack your cake. Fucking sell that fake-ass gold-plated chain and motherfucking come out here and handle your business. Let's meet somewhere halfway where we can put this shit on YouTube and motherfucking go at it like some real motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
And throw you bitches straight out the motherfucking window. Faggot-ass
bitch.
Y'all
pussies can play on YouTube all day because I ain't going to be motherfucking wasting my time on YouTube all goddamn day. I'm going to make
10 minutes, though. You know what I'm saying? 10 minutes. There is no fucking way I'm finna sit in front of a camera and address all three of you niggas. I mean, because you only address me, which, you know what I'm saying? But, man, you niggas are just hoes, man.
You gonna make a video for what you gonna have up in a suite with a kitchen and all this other shit. Bubba, I ain't seen no goddamn kitchen. The only kitchen I seen was fucking Miss P.I.G. up in her fucking belly on that bed. She took the whole motherfucking bed. You know what I mean?
Bruh, when I looked at that fuck shit, that shit was past the fuck gay. Shots out of Easy Rider, man, but that shit was past the fuck gay. I mean, you niggas in a Motel 5. Not even a Motel 6 and shit. You know what I'm saying? Well, we'll leave the light off for you. That's the Motel 5 model for you. You know what I'm saying? You motherfucking niggas, please. We paid $27 a night for that Wild Wild West shit in Las Vegas. And because you stupid motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, don't know that we right there by the strip, bitch, which is where the fuck you want to be at. But because you gay-ass niggas ain't never been out of Mill Chalky or been over to fuck-ass Clarksville, Tennessee, like, that's wild. Bitch, please. I was stationed in fucking Fort Campbell, nigga, for 2 fucking years. I did my motherfucking time. I stomped all up, bought weed, alcohol, and everything else in motherfucking Clarksville. I ain't need to stay in no fucking room. No little small-ass goddamn Motel 5 rooms. Please. Man, please. I can't believe you niggas actually put that shit on motherfucking you actually put that shit on motherfucking YouTube. Like, we really are doing something real big and shit. Man, please. If anybody call up from Milwaukee and wants to talk, I'm going to have to tell you motherfuckers first, you know what I'm saying, to come on my show and do
Shut
what bitches are told.
You speak when fucking spoken to, okay? This is not fucking high school, motherfucker.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And that's straight up. Let me go ahead and bring in motherfucker somebody from 412 up in this motherfucker. Go ahead and see. Hold on, y'all. Make a motherfucking call to goddamn mics and shit. Cool the fuck off of this shit. Mike! Mo! Call goddamn Mo shit. Somebody call Mo
Tavern,
up, man.
Tavern, where do you leave me to drink?
Yeah, hello. Here's Mike there. Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. Mike Roch! Mike Roch! Hey, has anybody seen Mike Roch lately?
That's real. Hey, Goof, we got somebody on the motherfucking line. Let me bring these motherfuckers in. 412, you live on the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize. What the fuck's happening?
First out of Pittsburgh, boy. You hear me?
Oh shit, this motherfucker Easy
you know
right up in
anybody
this bitch.
Anybody can make a fucking film and make it look good, but motherfucker, let's pull the credit reports. Let's pull the property searches. Let's see what the fuck everybody got if you want to get real about shit. You know what I mean? Because I'll bet you a fucking $1,000 for a fucking penny that half these motherfuckers that sell this shit ain't got fucking dick.
Man. But I'm saying, Easy, these gay-ass motherfuckers is wasting time, bro. They spending 10 minutes. I mean, that's the max of a YouTube video. They are maxing out a YouTube video to sit up here and so-called talk about real niggas. Doing real shit. I mean, they went so far as when I put the first goddamn clip live in Las Vegas,
yeah,
these motherfuckers made a YouTube video to say, damn, we want to see more of y'all tripping Las Vegas. Put some more clips up.
And?
Hey, some hoes.
Hey, calm the fuck down, nigga.
Man,
some fucking hoes.
He's on a fucking roll here, man.
Man, these some fucking hoes, dog. 10 minutes. This lazy-eyed ass nigga gonna make a 10-minute video about his weak, whack-ass production work and get mad at me because I checked him on that fuck shit. Your shit is lame, dog. I mean, if you ride down the street and you got an old-ass 8mm camera and you filming shit, how the fuck you think your motherfucking shit gonna look on YouTube, nigga?
That's right.
Exactly.
But I mean,
nigga,
you guys
HD.
Are just fucking around. You guys are just fucking around taking normal everyday pictures like I would at a family affair or something. You weren't trying to get down to make it like it's out of a production company or out of some like you produced it professionally in a fucking studio. I mean, you are just taking a fucking picture. You know what I mean? It wasn't
like you were
trying to plan to make it the best fucking film out there, or you weren't fucking going to have fucking Steven Spielberg produce it or something, you know? It was just a fucking everyday fucking family video.
We got a DVD that Goofy Bone is working on, and I'm gonna add some old shit to it. You know what I'm saying? We got an actual DVD, you know what I'm saying, for my whole Las Vegas trip. I mean, that's how much shit we really got. The little old, you know, snippet bullshits that I put just to, you know, whet a nigga curiosity on YouTube.
That ain't
you didn't see not one single thing that we really did in no motherfucking Vegas.
Man, I just don't understand what. Here, answer me a question now. Now, what is the problem here? What happened to this
Look,
fucking guy?
All of this
so
shit.
I don't understand.
All of this shit.
Upset.
All of this shit started off because Ms. Tasha Triple X one day went to his show, hung out. This fag-ass nigga asked her, J.J. Will, asked her to be his co-host. At the time, she was already my motherfucking co-host. She politely told his ass, I can't be your co-host because I'm already Smelly's motherfucking co-host. After that, the same fucking day, the gay-ass nigga gonna start sitting there talking about, oh, well, fuck you, fat bitch. Get off my show. Suck my dick. This, that, all the third. Come on, man. Why you gonna go there when somebody just said they don't want to fuck with you, dog?
Right.
And you gonna pull some more...
The guy,
Soldier Boy ass move like that.
No, what it is, he probably gets rejected all the time. So when you get rejected all the time like that, you tend to really feel, you know what I mean? And like he just feels rejection all the time. That's just another part of his feeling rejection.
Well, they feeling the wrong niggas, you know what I'm saying? Because bitches fill up on me. I don't need niggas feeling around me, you know what I'm saying? And that's what them gay ass niggas is doing. But
I didn't get it, man. I don't understand what the fucking hostility is. Like, what's the anger for, man? What the fuck? What's going
and
on?
Then,
here, man?
But the first one they made was the first fuck up they did was make a goddamn BTR page for me and Goofy. Okay, they took it there when this shit first, you know what I'm saying, we was ignoring it then. You know what I'm saying? We even ignored the little goddamn page they put up. But then right after that, these gay-ass niggas sat around in an empty soapbox-ass room and sit up here and then did a 10-minute whatever the fuck they want to call it. But this shit is gay. They in an interrogation room. How the fuck are you going to talk about a motherfucker's hotel room sitting in a goddamn interrogation room?
Hey, they were trying to make it look like they had waiters and fucking caviar and fucking...
You seen that? It's whole ass shit.
Blank room. The room was blank. There was nothing in the motherfucking room. I could rent a room for fucking... I could tell the guy, hey, let me borrow this room for 15 minutes so I can shoot a fucking 10-minute tape. And we'll clean it up and we'll leave it where we had and see you later. I could get that room for fucking $10.
Man, listen, we had a jacuzzi, we had a fucking swimming pool, you know what I'm saying? Our shit was laid, we had fucking room service, which looking in their shit, looked like they didn't need no room service.
Nobody stayed in that room.
Nobody didn't need no, probably was in somebody else's room, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
like, you know,
right.
And,
but I don't understand it.
All them videos, this last video with the Chester Peter motherfucking dude, he got hot because this last little gay-ass, whole Thugs and Harmony video that they done put together with a song in the night or whatever, some gay ass shit. Yeah, I went on and Net dropped the video off to me, like, you know, the little bitch girl she is, you know what I'm saying? Which we don't do no fuck shit like that. We don't, you know what I'm saying? We go on your goddamn show. We call up your motherfucking show. I ain't finna send nobody over here to deliver a message to you. I'm gonna come over and tell you my motherfucking self. But to pull up some whole ass shit like that. And now you got somebody else who was a good friend of ours in the mix with y'all gay-ass bullshit. When she dropped the old fuck-ass YouTube video, I checked the shit out. That's some fucking whole-ass shit, dog. When this nigga sit up here and sits down and addresses one individual for 10 minutes straight, and you are mad because you check out my old videos, and then you sit up here and talk, oh, man, What?
I didn't get it. I still didn't get what the fuck he did it for. Why did he do it? What's the purpose? I don't understand. Maybe understand. I was
trying to see if these niggas was actually on, because I know In the Building normally has a show right around the same time, but these fuck ass niggas ain't even on, because I'm damn sure finna call into their fucking show and get some motherfucking straightening with these whole ass niggas, man, because it ain't nothing but $177 for me to get on the plane. I spent $400 to goddamn go to Vegas, so. It's nothing for me to get on that motherfucking. I will roll. You know,
small
no, damn, please.
I just don't understand the hostility. That's all.
Give me that small one, too. Yeah.
It's internet gangsterism. And that's the whole problem with this fucking internet shit, man. Is when niggas get on here and start running their old fuck box, but ain't never been outside the motherfucking box to even know what's really going on outside in this world, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Really ain't even knowing that. That quick, I done found your motherfucking address and everything and fly and fuck you niggas up.
If they even have an address.
Yeah, man. A lot. You got an open lot address. I don't give a fuck. I'll meet you out in the open lot and we just get it in. You get it in. But for niggas to sit down there and talk about another nigga, that reminds me of LP. You know what I'm saying? The nigga who ran around the neighborhood spraying my motherfucking name at 9 o'clock in the morning. If you wake up with another nigga name on your motherfucking breath, on your mouth, that's some gay-ass shit.
Something's fucking not right with it.
That's some gay-ass shit. First thing you wake up, smell pops on your fucking head and in a hating-ass way. Man, you's a hating gay-ass nigga, dog. I promise you, I don't wake up with another nigga on my motherfucking brain unless it's the Lord. And I wake up with him every time, but I ain't found myself waking up to any other gay-ass motherfucker.
Unless it's Beyonce or somebody.
Yeah, that shit, though. Well, I was waiting on these whole-ass niggas to come through the show. That's what they said they wanted to come through the show and get some straightening or whatever. But, you know, I ain't got no phone numbers because I call them bitch-ass niggas at the house and be like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? You whole-ass niggas, ain't nothing, man. I send a ticket for you gay-ass niggas because apparently you can only – the furthest place you can get is the Tennessee. And that was like your bread and butter. Man, please.
Yeah.
You niggas
Goofy
is jokes, man.
Goofy, you hear Goof?
Yeah,
Goofy
here. He riding some damn west. You know, Goof!
What's up?
You keep fading in and out. What are you doing, brother?
Oh, I'm live in the shitter, tweeting on Twitter.
What do you think of all this? What do you think of all this shit?
Be honest with you, these guys are pussies. They're broke. They got nothing better to do. Shit, they lucky they got internet. Shit.
Know that. Starbucks coffee ass niggas, man.
Yeah, man, talk about fucking jealousy. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Man, but you got to love haters, Easy. You know what I'm saying? That's why I do thank them.
They got jealous of that fucking that clip you made.
A clip, brother. A clip. And I mean, I know we killed them. Oh, man, and I erased it. But In the Building came on my actual YouTube page and say, man, y'all niggas won, man. Bitch, please. Ain't no motherfucking win. It ain't winning till you bitches get punched in your motherfucking face, nigga. You wearing a black eye. That's when the nigga won. When they split your motherfucking shit.
Yeah.
Send no whole ass message like that. Gonna tell me some you niggas won. You bitch. The fuck? We ain't playing no kickball, nigga. This ain't a kickball game. Gay ass niggas ain't tetherball. The fuck wrong with you niggas, man?
But it's funny how these guys, how they think about us 24/7.
Damn, that is crazy. Because they making YouTube videos, like, actually sitting down and making, dedicating their time, their smoke time, their drink time, to talking about us. Wow. I mean, fuck all you fans out there. We got the goddamn Millgate Walkie. Shit. Who's the best fans? Who's the best fans, man?
I've offered to fight these guys. Because there's a guy out here named Vance from the Bay or whatever the fuck. I told them to come fly out here, come shack with his ass. We'll meet somewhere. And I will come with just me and probably the person who's going to record this shit. Because I don't need no motherfucking big-ass posse to protect my motherfucking ass. I'll take those motherfuckers one by one like if I was Kimbo Slice.
Nice.
The niggas are nothing. 150 pounds compared to 230 pounds. I'll stomp on him with my fucking leg. Plain and simple. Petey Green and all these other motherfucking pussy motherfuckers. Go kick.
Oh,
go.
Shit. You know what? You know what, y'all?
Get the fuck off our dicks. Straight up. Go get some money. Go get a car. Look at me. I'm in a Charger navigation with the fucking rear view camera. What fucking mo? I got my fucking, what is this called? A sunroof.
Hold
fuck
up,
yeah,
man. Hey, I'm finna call this whole ass nigga, man. Y'all, hold on.
Call these niggas.
Hold on.
Because me and Bobby about to go home and smoke, and we gonna slap these little bitches, man. I'm tired of these niggas. But hey, they wanna see a one night stand video. I'm gonna show them a one night stand video. Pose and everything. We just gotta find the fucking guys that can videotape this shit. So, Chester, call me up, brother. We'll fly you out here so you can take this shit.
Let's see if Out the Building answers. The hoest link of them all. Let's see if he answers. Fucking Milwaukee gay ass niggas, man. I'm fucked up, homie.
What's up? You not answering?
Nah, bitches normally don't answer when they get in the ugly rest, you know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, I thought the show was on.
No, that ain't no show.
No, I'm calling it direct. See, this was back before all this shit popped off. Out the building gave me his actual goddamn phone number. But then, you know what I'm saying, he fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because then that's when they started, you know what I'm saying, crossing on Miss Tasha.
I was just starting my morning.
Damn, yeah, these niggas can't even afford a voicemail? What the fuck kind of shit is that?
Is this their number?
Yeah.
The one they gave you?
41, what the fuck is it? 414.
Motherfucking hang up. That shit's a payphone. Hang up, hang that shit.
Hell nah. If y'all want to try again, 414-431-3304. Y'all call the payphone and see if that bitch answers.
Man, I called that shit. The old lady answers. And I go.
Hell nah, man. Niggas some hoes, man.
Somebody, they're like, who? I was like, I'm looking for In the Building. They're like, this is a payphone, sir. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, shit.
Man, to the fucking. No. Oh, hell no. Hold on. No, I thought them bitches had a show going on, man.
No show. I checked it. No shows.
Why?
Motherfuckers. Damn, in the building normally do his little whole ass show right about now.
He does it around my time because he tries to take Nettie, my listener that he can say that he took. These niggas trying to say, oh, I'm gonna take all your listeners. I'm like, go ahead, shit. Fuck.
Man, please.
Do what you gotta do.
If but you're I know listening to y'all, man, I don't need to be fucking with him anyways. Cause
hey, but tell you the truth, shit. I want to see these motherfuckers fly out here and fight me. If I go out there, I know
I want to see them niggas fly, period.
Man, I'll take it with the knuckles.
Unfortunately, they ain't got the money to come out there, number one.
Yeah, we're going to have to fly him out, dog.
You're gonna have to
out hey, we're going to have to fly him out, dog. We got to fly these whole ass niggas out,
yeah.
Man. You know what I'm saying? Fuck it, man. We got to fly these whole ass niggas out, man.
Hey, fuck it. You know what? This week will be dedicated to people to send me some money so I could buy them a motherfucking ticket, courtesy of the fans of 186 Point Deuce. I'm going to try to promote this shit.
$177
Could send me $5. We could fly these motherfuckers out here. We'll get it live on YouTube. We'll have so many battles.
Battle Royale.
Right.
Yeah. And before we whoop their ass, yeah, we'll go and have a little freestyle because they swear they can rap and shit. You know, shut them down like that. And then after they get shut down, you know, at the end, you know, my closing remarks is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to punch you in your face. And that's when I'm going to hit their ass in their motherfucking eye. You know what I'm saying? And it's just going to be on the pocket.
Hold on. These guys claim they can rap. How come they don't got no motherfucking fear?
These niggas slanging and shit.
You know, some CDs that they're out there slanging. Why do they got to try to gain fame? That's all I want to know. I got to go. I got Bruce on the other line.
Bruce. Man. All right, people. That is part of the
relax, brother.
Freaky fucking weekend.
Consider the source, brother, man. Consider the source.
Yeah.
It's not worth you getting upset. You should do your show.
Fucking look at Ventura. I mean, y'all come from where goddamn a washed-up wrestler tried to be a goddamn government official, then turns around and say he too washed up to do that. Yeah, that's what Jesse Ventura said. Yeah, I want to be the governor, and he turned around and I'm washed up, and now I'm just as washed up as the wrestler that I am, so fuck the government. I want to go smoke pot and piss on Milwaukee. Well, yeah, that's pretty much what you're doing, because it's steadily producing lame motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying, like that, though. But, hey, you know. Hey, man, I didn't want to start my day off like that, but, you know, fuck shit happens, man, and you know, pussy motherfuckers want to send YouTubes and shit, you know? And all I can tell them is,
fuck him! He's an asshole!
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Fucking assholes. Anyways, what's going on in Pittsburgh, man? What the fuck's going on in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, you know, us Pittsburgh boys, we don't talk about it. We just go do it. You know what I mean? We don't fucking talk about it. You know, we don't warn you. We don't warn you. We just come and do it.
Yeah.
Period.
That's why I do feel kind of offended, man, because I'm actually giving these cats, you know, a lookout room and shit, you know what I'm saying, and a little shit they don't really deserve. They just need, you know, fly in. That's what me and Goofy need to do, just fly in, find where these niggas stay at, go to their shit, fuck their ass up, and then get back on our round-trip ticket and go back to our prospective places.
You know, one thing we will, we could change the tone a little bit if you want to, but fucking Steelers lost yesterday. Yeah, Cincinnati beat them by a touchdown. I'm a little bit upset about this. Really
upset.
Yeah,
but they better than the goddamn 1-7 Succoneers, so.
We're still one of the best teams out there. We will get into playoffs like we do every year. And, you know, we can start winning from the playoff time. You know what I mean? You know, we'll take these little losses right now and suck them up, use them to our advantage, see what we did wrong, and try to win in the playoffs. You know, just like the Penguins did and just like we did last year with the Super Bowl. You know, so. Have to see
what happens. Shouts out to Six Figures popped up in this motherfucker in Hoover. I'm pretty sure you're a smoker, because if not, you got that name, folks.
If you're a smoker, he's a janitor, one or the other, huh?
Hoover. You know what I'm saying? No, that's my favorite janitorial equipment. It's the Hoover.
Who
that's what I like to work with. Yeah, but Six Figures held it down, you know what I'm saying, up in Las Vegas, man, while we was, you know what I'm saying, for the host reunion and shit. And I got a clip for him I'm going to be posting on YouTube, you know what I'm saying, when we met him actually on the strip, you know what I'm saying, me, Goofy,
that was our
IV.
Goofy's buddy, isn't it?
Yeah, Six, you know what I'm saying? And
my Goofy's way, right?
Yeah, he's from Sacramento, but he actually moved to Las Vegas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so he's living there, getting his grind on and shit. So he
tell
looked
me,
out for
where did Miss Tasha take off to?
She in Canada now. She in Toronto, Canada.
Well, she'll hate it up man. There. That fucking Canada's fucked up there. Them people are weird.
What?
Weird
she got that's her family. She got cousins and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. She got cousins that she ain't never met. So
I met a lot of Canadian
know.
People when I was down south. A lot of the Canadian snowbirds would come down from Canada. They'd come to my restaurant and that. And boy, they were a bunch of cheap son of a guns. I'll tell you what, man. They just did. They don't believe in tipping. It ain't just one of them. I mean, I'm talking about 90% of them do not tip. Whenever they go to a restaurant, they do not tip the waitress.
Damn.
Terrible.
Hell no. Y'all got to be getting the fuck up out of here.
You know the difference between a canoe and a Canadian, don't you?
A canoe and a Canadian.
Yeah, you know the difference?
What was that?
The canoe tips.
The canoe tips. Hell no. Hell no.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, they're a bunch of cheap son of a bitches. I'm telling you, man.
Well, all you motherfucking Canadians out there, you bringing your ass down here to the dirty South, and goddamn it, I see you in the restaurant, and your ass don't
motherfucking
tip.
Pocket.
And I step up to you, and I say, motherfucker, you need to give me some gratuity. And you're like, hey, I don't owe you shit. I'm like, hit you in your motherfucking mouth, and then I'm going to say,
I don't give a fuck.
If you don't like it or not, bitches. You know what I'm saying? Canade that.
Stay away from Canucks.
Canucks. Hell no. But yeah, man, let me play something real quick, man, because I got to, you know. I had to lay some motherfuckers to rest and shit, you know what I'm saying? And 5 minutes after this song, we're going to come back. We're going to get into the nutty news of the day. You know what I'm saying? Read some real news and shit. And, yeah. So since I got Six Figures up in this motherfucker, we're going to go ahead and play some Six Figures, goddammit. Straight up.
Cool.
Six Figures. This is a special. Y'all check it out right here live, Wrecking the Game Radio. Starship your smelly prize, bitches.
So special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Like a yellow mark, I'ma holla at a G. Yeah, I'm so fresh, so clean, that's me. Let's hop in the Chevy and go see a couple things. Your nigga at home, he ain't fresh like me. Sitting on the couch, hating on the G. He can't do the things that I do, yeah, I mean. Popping these tags on the bitch, that's me. Las Vegas crap tables, I do big things. Yeah, I'm so wet like a Wingstop wing. The nigga getting high cause this bitch on my team. Finna crack open, ching, ching, get the cheese. Her girlfriend's choosing, man, they all want a G. It's all good with me, shawty, just cash cheap. Yellow bitch, pretty fit, ooh, that's me. But still play a bitch hard like Nintendo Wii. I don't give a fuck, ooh, I'm fresh and I'm clean. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you. To do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Hey mama, come on, let's get it. You know I'm about to cheat, so you gotta get with it. I know your mom's killing me, but I ain't even tripping.
Hold up. Six Figures, I'll run you back in a minute. First of all, let me tell you motherfuckers something, man. Miss PG, because you know what I'm saying? You was just like one of these motherfuckers that keep coming up in my goddamn room thinking shit is sweet. Honestly, I don't give a fuck if you, Millgate Walker, or none of you fuck-ass bitches come on my motherfucking show. All you bitches can suck my motherfucking dick. You can go back, tell Chester fucking Peter, Will J, out the building, and whoever the fuck else want to come on this motherfucking show and call my motherfucking shit up. All right, I'm getting real sick and tired of going on and getting fucking YouTube videos sitting to me while you hoe-ass bitches sitting around talking about me for 10 fucking minutes. You bitches don't motherfucking know me. And ain't nothing but $177 to get on a motherfucking plane and come over there and get some motherfucking straightening. So, bitch, I will bring somebody to kick your motherfucking big ass too. Straight up. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about in the building. I don't give a fuck about none of you gay-ass Milwaukee fuck-ass bitches. All of you bitches and suck my dick and get out of my motherfucking chat room, ho. You don't mother, your bitch ass ain't even welcome here. You know what I'm saying? Get your fuck ass up out of here, stinking ass bitch. Fuck you. You go tell motherfucking whatever that gay ass Chester Peter to go and motherfucking do that, bitch. Tell him make a motherfucking video on that, gay ass bitch. Fuck you. 1141 North 25th Street, bitch. We didn't want the motherfucking the address to the goddamn payphone you bitches be using. Oh, gay-ass bitch. Get your fuck ass out of here, man. Ho-ass bitch. Fuck wrong with you. Start my shit back again, bitch. Fuck
you. See, I never met no chick like you that do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm special.
Like a yellow mind, come and holla at a G. Yeah, I'm so fresh, so clean, that's me. Let's hop in the Chevy and go see a couple things. Your nigga at home, he ain't fresh like me. Sitting on the couch, hating on the G. He can't do the things that I do, yeah, I mean. Popping these tags on the bitch, that's me. Las Vegas crap tables, I do big things. Yeah, I'm so wet like a Wingstop wing. The nigga getting hot cause this bitch on my team. Finna crack it open, ching ching, get the cheese. Her girlfriend's choosing, man, they all want a G. It's all good with me, shawty. Just cash cheap, yellow bitch, pretty fit, ooh, that's me. But still play a bitch hard like Nintendo Wii. I don't give a fuck, ooh, I'm fresh and I'm clean. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you that do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Hey mama, come on, let's get it. You know I'm about to cheat, so you gotta get with it. I know your mom's ain't killing me, but I ain't even tripping. Money on my mind, that's my Greyhound ticket. Take it to the bathroom, yeah, you know I'm digging. Like a shovel in the dirt, yeah, that's digging. On the pavement, hard grinding like John Riggins. Got young bras popping pills, yeah, they dizzing. Want that baby shit, woke up, that's the business. Yellow bras getting money, come and get with it. I'm not gonna stop till I get to the top. Vroom, vroom, fast, Talladega, I rock. Trademark bitch like the rich got stock. Reaching to my pockets, man, I keep a little guap. Your nigga at home like a first-round flop. Hating on me, cause he'll never be me. What?
You see, I never met no chick like you that do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
Shorty, I'm the business, what's with it? In the parking lot, man, I whip it. Come to this money, my, you know I get it. Your nigga at home hate me, yeah, I'm with it. He drinking E&J, Palmer, son, I'm not with it. Broke-ass nigga, I drink, yeah, come get with it. Your bitch on my team, so smooth, I'm grinning. You're blowing up a phone, that button, she in it. In the bedroom, got your girl dumb bending. Seven deuce dolphins, so you know I'm dumb winning. My game is so smooth, like a smoothie, I'm blending. Swag so tough, in the scene like a buck. Yeah, Jay Bettis getting bitches, buddy letters. They niggas straight sweated, Lex Luger, I flex it. In the baddest box, getting money big like Texas. North High, rapper than you haters need to exit. Why?
You see, I never met no chick like you that do the things that you do. You make me feel so special. I bet your mama won't approve of the things that we do. She probably thinks that I'm rude, but I'm special.
I think he's gonna know.
Fucking sound like a motherfucking kid and shit. Bitch, this ain't no motherfucking kiddie show. Didn't you see my shit was motherfucking goddamn rated off in this motherfucker? Alright. See, he's riding. I see you, dog. See, you're going to be right back. Let me go ahead and beam everybody back up in this motherfucker, though, man. Going by that goddamn business. About to get into this nutty news and shit. Read y'all some real news. Not no whack ass motherfucking Mill Gate Walkie ass news and shit. Fuck ass. Bitch, sending your bitch to make amends and shit. Y'all, now see, this is what I'm saying. Now, everybody just seen that. Everybody who's on the Starship Smelly Prizes bridge right now just seen this fat bitch Miss PG, Miss PIG, bring her gay ass up on my motherfucking show. Leaving her old fuck ass address to where, bitch, yeah, now we got an address to fly in on, but we can't even see that's a reliable source because your bitches done gave us the goddamn payphone number address and shit. So the fuck we gonna fly in to the goddamn Clark Kent's fucking changing booth and shit? Silly ass motherfuckers, man. Fuck you gay ass niggas, man. Fuck ass Milwaukee. Fucking party time. What's happening, man?
Yeah, I'll listen to that crazy ass shit.
Nah, man, you got to go on YouTube where these whole ass niggas done pull the LP and shit. You know what I'm saying? These niggas got my motherfucking name 9 o'clock in the morning. You know what I'm saying? With my name coming out their mouth and shit. You know what I'm saying? Some fuck ass whole ass nigga shit. You know? But it's all good. It's $177. Now go ahead and fly over to Milwaukee and get some motherfucking straightening, because we know you gay ass bitches can't make it out of Milwaukee and shit, but over to Clarksville, Tennessee. Fuck
shit, we don't worry about shit like that, dog, because like I say, we are wrecking the game, and that's just what we do. So all the motherfucking haters out there, shit, I welcome all my motherfucking haters. That mean we doing some motherfucking right. So as we can hear, and I guess for everybody out there listening, fuck the motherfucking lame-ass motherfuckers out there in Milwaukee. And I'm not talking about the good motherfuckers. I'm talking about them lame motherfuckers out there who don't know how to act, who like to play bitch boy moves, you know what I'm saying? Do what they do. We'll handle business here. FLA. We out of Dirty South. Come down here and find out.
Look, y'all, we got a 414. That's a gay-ass Milwaukee number right there. So I'm going to bring these gay-ass niggas in so they can have their motherfucking peace. Now, before I bring your gay-ass in, nigga, you talk too motherfucking much shit and you start rambling and you sounding like a motherfucking hoe, I'm going to hang up on your motherfucking ass. I'm going to put you on mute so you can sit up there and talk and hear the shit that we talking, and then I'm going to hang up on your motherfucking ass, just like Miss PG brought her dumb ass up in my motherfucking chat room thinking shit sweet and friendly. Fuck all you niggas. I want to tell you that before I bring you on this motherfucking line. So if you Chester fucking Peter, you Will J, you motherfucking out the building, or you motherfucking Miss P.I.G., any of you bitches representing motherfucking Milwaukee calling into my motherfucking show, I guarantee you, niggas, you better motherfucking come correct. Because you come with that motherfucking reckless talk, I'm going to go ahead and get it in on your ass. I'm sick of you niggas, man. I'm really sick of you motherfucking kids out playing with motherfucking grown folk during summertime and summer is motherfucking over. Take y'all bitch asses back to school. Learn something. Not to fuck with real niggas. So let me go ahead and beam a bitch in this motherfucker. And beam a motherfucker in, man. See the fuck this is.
Get it in on your ass. I'm sick of you niggas, man.
Fuck ass, gay ass motherfucking niggas, man. Can't believe.
Did I get beans
Soulja
yet?
Soulja boy ass niggas, man.
Y'all Soulja boy ass niggas. Oh my God. Did I get beans yet?
With real niggas.
Nah, bitch, hold on till you motherfucking get beamed up in
here. No, let me on. I got a question for you, Smelly.
You just hold on. I'm beaming all you motherfuckers up. You on. You just
okay.
Ain't beamed
my
on yet.
My question is, if you claim that we started all this, you left the comment, and that's what caused the retaliation. If you wouldn't have said nothing, we wouldn't have said nothing. We left Goofy Bone alone a long
y'all, this
ass
is,
time ago.
This is Miss P.I.G., ladies and gentlemen. You
yes,
know what I'm saying? Live
point
from Mill Gay Walkie. This is they people. Whatever, baby. I ain't called for that whole ass shit.
Yeah,
the
whatever.
Whole ass thing,
Smelly,
the whole ass comments that you
Smelly,
niggas sitting around wasting 10
ass
minutes.
Ass
wasting 10 minutes
you
sitting there talking about a real nigga.
3 seconds
you,
right your comment, right?
3 seconds. 3 seconds. Wow.
Right
wow. I wasted 3 seconds, people. Did y'all
that
just hear the comparison of
you
sitting down for 10 minutes and I leave a 3 second comment on these old gay ass niggas? Man, come on, man. You bitches hoes.
You bitches hoes.
You bitches is hoes. Come on now. Come on now.
Then
y'all go to Tennessee. You motherfuckers talking about Tennessee. Bitch, we is in Las Vegas. Bitch, we look at the clips. We on the
hey,
motherfucking
why
strip.
You
not
why
no
you
$15. Not no $15 ass
why
room
yelling,
and shit. Because this
strip.
Is my show, bitch.
You
this is my show. This
wild
is my
wild
motherfucking
wild
show, fuck
nigga.
The fuck you talking about? This is my motherfucking show, you gay ass nigga. You never even been to the Wild Wild West. Tell me, what are the anonymities? Let me use a big word. What are the anonymities that are available at the Wild Wild West?
Exactly.
You didn't even know the bitch got a jacuzzi, a swimming pool, because you niggas is sleeping outside your motherfucking hotel in tents. That shit is fucked up. You know what I'm saying? That's some real whole ass gay ass move to sleep outside a hotel. Then when the motherfuckers ain't looking, you steal a goddamn housekeeper's key, and you motherfuckers sneak in there and try to do a goddamn YouTube video. Your bitches is hoes, man. Please. You can't even come up on my show and talk nothing because you absolutely make no sense. You niggas is like pantyhose. You niggas is nonsense. You feel me? Straight up, man. I'm going to let you back on to keep rambling on, but I already passed my message, all right? I already know it's $177 to come see you fag-ass niggas. I already paid $400 to go to Las Vegas and kick it with my people, so it's nothing. It's really nothing, but you niggas is nothing, so that's why I don't even address you fag-ass niggas, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate the phone rating, though, because I did just call you on that old payphone number that you motherfuckers left, and nobody answered that motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? So all your cheerleader-ass bitches that's in the background, you know what I'm saying, back there sucking on that bitch fat ass, you know what I'm saying, and rubbing on that bitch fat ass titties, you niggas can keep on doing that because you niggas is hoes. I don't see you, never will see you, and you better check who you fucking with, dog, straight up. Now, on that line, I'm finna hang up on gay bitches because I let you get your 3 minutes of motherfucking shine, and that was too long. So peace out, bitches. Suck my ass, suck my dick, and all you bitches can go to fucking hell, you know what I'm saying, straight up, fucking hoes. Whole ass bitches. Fuck Milwaukee. And everybody in that motherfucker. You straight up. Everybody in that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You hold, just sit on the line. Matter of fact, sit on the line and listen to my motherfucking talk. That's what you do, bitch. Sit y'all gay asses there and you motherfucking listen to a real nigga motherfucking speak. Whole ass bitches. The fuck wrong with y'all? Hey, bitches, I don't see you motherfuckers, man. Let me play my nigga, man. Shouts out the bad guy. Because I don't see you motherfucking hoes, man. Straight up.
Uh-huh. It's the bad guy, Trick Daddy Artist on Don't Write a Records, representing the whole Miami-Dade County. And I fucked with my nigga, DJ Smell So Good.
Niggas thought that shit was hard. You niggas is lame. Fuck Miss PG. All right, people, we back. Shouts out to Miss PC, you know what I'm saying, Six Figures and 186 Point Dukes. Easy ride up in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying? My dog, you know, Tampa Bay on, you know, DJ motherfucking Party Time representing that party zone 3929. And that's how we do it, man. Fuck them old haters, man. But we need haters, y'all, to make my call stats go up, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you fag-ass bitches from Milwaukee calling in, you know what I'm saying? Wasted up my motherfucking free airtime and shit. I appreciate it, fag-ass bitches. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, retarded motherfuckers. You bitches more retarded than the goddamn,
Timmy!
Straight up, dumb bitches. Meet my motherfucking people back in. Yeah, people, what I should have did was got that bitch phone them and called that old stupid-ass bitch back and be like, hey, somebody want to talk to you. And hung up on that bitch again, you know what I'm saying? Talk to the hand, bitch, talk to the hand. Crab ass bitches calling in my show. Y'all see that old dumb ass shit, y'all? I mean, he sent this dumb bitch up in my damn chat room to talk shit. And then he sent this bitch to call into my motherfucking show. And these gay ass niggas couldn't even get their gay ass on the motherfucking phone. They got to let a motherfucking bitch talk for them and shit. That's some old bitch nigga move.
I don't say nothing. So I jump on the phone. I'm like, dog, man. I'm tired of all this bullshit. My whole shit is this. You asked for my address, I gave it to you. If you give me yours, I'm there. I just paid for my sister ticket to come up here with her three kids. So bullshit ain't nothing. The nigga know how much it costs to get back and forth from Tampa Bay. So if you really on that gangster shit, we can really get into that shit. But my whole thing is cold, fuck. These niggas don't want that shit. These niggas trying to use niggas for promotion. And it's like, I'm with that too. Like, to the point, give me your music, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We can stack music.
Boy, these niggas lame, man. These niggas lame, man.
You there?
Yeah, man. That nigga's lame. You hear how lame that sounds?
Who is there? That was DJ Smelly, Goofy Girlfriend.
Do you hear how lame this sounds? These niggas sucking our dicks so fucking much. I mean, they want to give us free promotions? What fag-ass shit is that? Fag-ass niggas sit around for 10 minutes and make a YouTube video, a Soulja Boy video. Who does that? Who does that? Really? Who does that? I guess right here on Blog Talk, niggas make up Blog Talk pages and shit. What kind of gay shit is that? Who does that? For real, who does that, man? I mean, these cats here, man. If that's really representing Milwaukee, wow, that is like, man, I would never want a motherfucker go there because I don't fuck with lame cats, man, and they some real fucking lame cats. Matter of fact, these cats remind me of the nigga Stowaway on the damn on the motherfucking show and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yay!
This nigga
ragtagging, yo. Damn. That shit is fucking crazy, boy. Man, damn. Milwaukee, though. Shouts out to all the Milwaukee Lane boys out there, man. Let me get into my motherfucking nutty news, man. Let me read my shit. Give you old unintelligent-ass motherfuckers who ain't never been out your motherfucking area. You know what I'm saying? Let me give y'all some news so you bitches know what the fuck going on outside your box. Dumb-ass bitches. Yeah, please. Bitches is lame. Nigga gonna hide behind the phone. You hide behind that fat bitch. Nigga, fuck you, dog. Hide behind a bitch and shit. I got to hide behind Miss PG, man. Have her call in, dog. So they won't get too mad. You have her call in because it's a woman voice. Nigga, all you bitches is got women's voices, you fuck assholes. I ain't know who the fuck was getting on the phone. It sound like Miss PG 1, 2, and 3. Fag ass niggas. Fuck you. Anyways, y'all, we gonna motherfucking get into this nutty news. You know what I'm saying? Let me get my motherfucking music started. Y'all hold the fuck on. Let me get my music started. Motherfucking lame ass niggas come on the goddamn show talking whole shit. Can't even back shit up. Man, fuck you, bitches. Alright, here we go, y'all. Get this motherfucking music started. This is Nutty News of the Day. Provided to you today by NuttyNewsToday.com. You know what I'm saying? Where all your weird, crazy, off-the-wall ass news comes from. Right here live on motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, because this is what a freaky fucking weekend Monday going down live, people. Sport DJ smells so good. Tampa Bay's most unbiased international DJ doing it real big, man. Don't forget, November 28th is going down. We got that last chance audition at Mona's Fashions, 3412 East Ellicott Street. It's going down 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Your boy DJ smells so good. We'll be holding down on the ones and twos. We got free food provided by Nephew's Barbecue, fun and games for the children, special guest performances, raffles, and that's all going down. It's the After Thanksgiving Community Day right here in Tampa Bay, Florida, at Mona's Fans and Straight Styles Entertainment. You need to check that out. And don't forget, pour out your talent. Last chance for auditions at Mona's Fashions. We're going to have comedy, poetry, R&B, gospel, bands, dance, rap, pop. The competition to be held December 20th, 2009, 8 p.m. at the Ritz in Ybor. And the winner will receive a cash prize and opening act for a celebrity headliner. Hit up www.treystylesentertainment.com. And for more info, you can hit them up 813-495-9762. It's going down like that. And let's pour out your talent. You know what I'm saying? For all the indie artists and anybody out there trying to, you know what I'm saying, make it in this world, man. Fuck with us because we do what we do. So let me get into this first. Get my motherfucking porn music. Porn music is provided to you by Debbie Does Dallas Porn. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Mika Michael up in the building. It's going down. All right, people. It's going to take this motherfucker on to Georgia. Oh, we starting out first, y'all. Plains, Georgia. Yeah. With $17 million for park status for Billy Carter Gas Station. Uh-huh. Yeah, because U.S. taxpayers, again, are getting fucked. Yeah. A U.S. taxpayers group is objecting to giving National Park Gas Station, once owned by Billy Carter, the brother of former the brother of former President Jimmy Carter. The U.S. House approved a measure last month to incorporate the service station in Plains, Georgia, under the Jimmy Carter National Historic Site, the Los Angeles Times reported. That brings the service station under the auspices of the National Park Service. Upgrades to the gas station and state-run welcome center will cost an estimated $17 million, the Congressional Budget Office estimates. Yeah. And that's part of that motherfucking $767 billion bailout fucking stimulus bullshit package that they put together. And that's where some of the motherfucking money is going, y'all. Yeah, to restore old-ass goddamn gas station that belonged to motherfucking Jimmy Carter's brother and shit. Man, what the fuck ever. Anyways, let's go to Parlez-vous Francais. That's real. We in motherfucking Paris, France, y'all. Well, a cash handout stunt causes a motherfucking riot. Uh-huh. French Budget Minister Eric Worth said he was horrified by a publicity stunt that attracted huge crowds hoping for a cash handout and led to serious violence when it was canceled for safety reasons. Yeah. A marketing website was forced to call off its plan to throw envelopes of cash to passersby from the top of a bus. The decision to call off the stunt, which had been heavily promoted beforehand, sparked violent scenes in which shop windows were smashed, at least one car was overturned by hooded youth, and photographers and cameramen were attacked. Damn! Yeah, bitch, that's like motherfucking promising a free ticket, you know what I'm saying, to Milwaukee motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? They gonna be all over that bitch. If they don't get it, they gonna riot. You said you was gonna give us a free ticket to Georgia. Bitch ass nigga. Anyways, let's go to Idaho, people. Well, a boy shoots bear on family's porch. Only in Idaho. Only in Idaho. Yeah, 11-year-old boy killed a bear at point blank range. I think that was Miss PG, y'all. Yeah. After it wouldn't leave his family's porch, it sounds like Miss PG or any of them gay-ass niggas from Millgate Walking. Shoot him on sight. That's real. The boy was at his home near Driggs when his younger sisters, and after seeing the bear on the front porch and not being able to get it to leave, the boy retrieved a gun and killed the animal. Yeah, Fish and Game Conservation Officer Doug Peterson said the black bear had been a problem in the area near the county transfer station. The bear had been hanging around, and we got multiple complaint calls, and the bear had been getting into garbage cans and bird feeders in the area. Now, nobody seems to raise the question of how the fuck did this goddamn 11-year-old motherfucking little boy get goddamn access to a motherfucking gun? No red flags was raised there. No parents was charged in that fuck shit where the goddamn... What? And you applauding this little motherfucker? You should have took y'all stupid motherfucking asses into the house, called your goddamn daddy, and then told him, hey, dad, there's a fucking bear outside. We locked up in the house. We straight. Now, the dad say, hey, son, go to the goddamn closet, unlock my motherfucking gun that's locked up in the closet legally where it should be because kids ain't supposed to have access to no motherfucking guns for accidentally shooting themselves over the past couple of years. Then that's the only way that that kid should have got access to that motherfucking gun in order to kill a motherfucking black bear. The fuck ever, man. Well, y'all motherfuckers crazy, man. All right. Anyways, let's go to motherfucking Russia, y'all. I ain't never heard of this Perm Russia. All right. Shouts out to Perm. Hey, straight up, Perm Russia, you know what I'm saying? Perm Russia says, butchered man used for kebabs. Oh, I don't even want to read the rest of that, but fuck it, it's nutty, so we got to. Suspected cannibals killed a young man, ate part of him, and then sold other bits to a kebab house. Oh, shit. Yeah, cops also believe the 25-year-old victim's body parts may have been used to fill pies, too. Prosecutors revealed after murdering the man with knives and a hammer, the corpse was divided up. Part of it was eaten, and part of it was sold to a kiosk selling kebabs and pies. Suspicions were raised when dismembered parts of a human body were found near a bus stop in the outskirts of the Russian city of Perm. Wow. Y'all motherfucking getting dick kebabs and shit. God damn, that's fucked up. I wonder why this meat tasted a little chewy. Damn. Oh, man, that's some fucked up shit, people. Wow. Ooh. Dick kebabs, man. All right. Let me go ahead and get my motherfucking music crunk back up, man. Only here in this world, people. Only here in this world will y'all get this nutty news. And don't forget, following right after this, we got the 186-point deuce. It's going down on your BTR dial with your host, Goofy Motherfucking Bone. And we is holding down for Platinum Gorilla Monday, you know what I'm saying, a.k.a. PG Monday, a.k.a. fuck all you whack-ass, mill, gay, walkie-ass motherfuckers. Suck virtual dicks, you pussies. Calling in my motherfucking show, ho ass bitches. Fuck you. Anyways, Al Gore's current TV calls Sarah Palin a gun ho. Yeah, I agree with that. Days after announcing another huge layoff, Al Gore's current TV referred to former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin as a gun ho in a TWILF. Which is something that I would like to fuck. That's what that is. These disgraceful, sexually charged epithets were part of an attack on prominent conservatives such as Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck, fucking pill prescription pill poppers, and came in the form of a cartoon ironically titled The Stupid Virus. Yeah. In the end, this was just a lot of conservatives bashing in very bad taste, especially the shot of Palin's Twitter page and her astonishingly offensive screen name, Gun Ho. Hell nah, bitch, I know what you is. You is a gun ho. Fuck it, y'all. Let's go on to St. Louis. Shouts out to everybody in St. Louis, where an arrest at Walmart leads to charges of racism. Uh-huh. Man, that bitch cuter than a motherfucker. Whoever they got featured on the damn little picture, cuter than a bitch. But nearly 3 years after Heather Ellis switched checkout lines at a Southeast Missouri store and touched off what she called a racially charged dispute with white customers and authorities, the young black school teacher faces a trial that could send her to prison for 15 years. Yeah, witnesses have told authorities that Ellis cut in front of waiting customers at the Walmart in Connect, shoved merchandise already placed on a conveyor belt out of the way, and became belligerent when confronted, according to court filings. She claimed in a written complaint to the National Association for the Advancement, to the NAACP, y'all, goddamn. that she was then pushed by a white customer, hassled by store employees, called racial slurs, and physically mistreated by Kennett police officers. I don't know, y'all. I know black women, and y'all motherfuckers is feisty than a motherfucker. If y'all got to get y'all ass home because, bitch, I got something cooking on the stove, a little Ray Ray is tearing up my shit, bitches, get out the motherfucker. Motherfuckers get pushed out the way, boy. Y'all already know, man. All right. Let's go on to good old US of A, where President Clinton disarmed our troops on bases. Yeah. Because time after time, public murder sprees occur in gun-free zones, public places where citizens are not legally able to carry guns. The list is long, including massacres at Virginia Tech and Columbine High School, along with many less deadly attacks. So last week's slaughter at Fort Hood Army Base in Texas was no different, except that one man bears responsibility for the ugly reality that men and women charged with defending America were deliberately left defenseless when a terrorist opened fire. It's not a fucking terrorist. He's just a goddamn troop. What the fuck is you talking about? All right. Among President Clinton's first acts upon taking office in 1993 was to disarm U.S. soldiers on military bases. Well, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, that don't mean these motherfuckers ain't got their own personal fucking firearms that they can just go down to the motherfucking pawn shop and purchase for $300-$400 without a motherfucking gun application. We're in the military. Why the fuck do I need to go through the process of filling out a goddamn gun application for a permit when I'm permitted to carry around M16s, M14s, grenade launchers, AT-4 anti-motherfucking tank grenades, and every other goddamn thing that you can't even get a fucking license for? All right. Only in America, people. Only in America. And I got to get my shit crumped back up because we're going to take this thing on to Cali, y'all. Yep. Cali is in the news. That's starting the news. Starting today. Get my motherfucking porn music crunk back up. Shouts out to Hoover popping back up off of him on the bridge of the Starship Smelly Pride. Anybody want to call in and talk shit? I don't give a damn what you want to do. I'm going to let you call in and voice your opinions for a few minutes. Then you start talking like, you know, like an ignoramus. I'm going to put your own fucking mute and you just sit there like a goddamn kid in a corner with a fucking dunce hat on. That's real. Anyways, y'all, what could be the last autograph signed by President Kennedy was sold recently at an auction of items linked to his assassination in Texas. Yeah, Kennedy reportedly signed the front page of the Dallas Morning News, which contained a photo of him and the First Lady in a preview of their arrival that day in Dallas. A Dallas woman handed the president the newspaper and he signed it for, according to Heritage Auctions and the company that sold the item, for $39,000. Damn, see, the people, this is why I sign every motherfucking thing, because you never know, you know what I'm saying, what your shit might be worth one day, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's real. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Where a high school librarian in Phoenix says a former student at the school returned two overdue books checked out 51 years ago, along with a $1,000 money order to cover the fines. Yeah. Camelback High School librarian Georgette Bourdin says the two Audubon Society books checked out in 1959 in the money order were sent by someone who wanted to remain anonymous. And, Bourdin says the letter explained that the Boris' family moved to another state and the books were mistakenly packed. Are you motherfucking serious? All right. I ain't even going to go there. Let's go ahead and get ready to wrap this up, y'all. Man says he'll choose pet pig over town. Uh-huh. Southwest Ranches, fucking Florida. Shit. Had to be goddamn here, but you country bacon fried ass fucking people down here, man. I'm from here, so I know, you know. Town officials have ordered a man to get rid of his 300-pound pet pig, but the owner says he'd rather leave town than give up the animal. Rob Falk of Southwest Ranches has a Yorkshire pig named Strawberry, and council members cited Falk's landlord for a code violation. Last week, officials gave Falk 30 days to remove Strawberry from the home, saying that the town allows only one Vietnamese pot-bellied pig per household. And that's an actual fucking law, people, that says the town allows only one Vietnamese pot-bellied pig per household. Right. Like, every fucking house in that motherfucker got a pot-bellied, a Vietnamese pot-bellied pig in their shit. Man, that's like they got their Geico commercial with white people talking about something. You know, in some states, it's illegal to carry ice. It's against the law to carry ice cream in your pocket. Yeah. Yeah. All right, people. Let's go on to Tennessee. Well, these punk motherfuckers was almost by, you know what I'm saying? Millgate Walkie's owns. You know what I'm saying? They was in Clarksville, people, but we in Elizabethtown. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Well, police in Tennessee said a woman arrested on charge of driving under the influence apparently mistook an officer for a server at a Sonic drive-in. Yeah. Investigators said a 911 caller reported a woman slumped over a steering wheel, was driving out of Ingalls Market in Elizabethton and nearly striking several vehicles. An officer approached the car after it pulled into a parking space at the nearby Sonic drive-in and found the driver asleep. The woman woke up and attempted to hand the officer a $200 bill. Yeah, she was fucked up. Last but not least, y'all, we're going to the Royal Navy, where the Royal Navy watched pirate kidnapping of couple. Yeah, they watched it. I believe it, motherfuckers. Military officials insisted the crew members could not have acted without endangering the lives of Paul Chandler, 59, and his wife, Rachel, 55. There were 75 merchant seamen and 25 Royal Navy sailors aboard the Royal Fleet Auxiliary replenishment tanker Wave Knight. The Chandlers from Turnbridge Wells, Kent, were seized in the early hours of October 23rd. When armed Somali pirates boarded their yacht, the Lynn Rival, has now emerged. The Wave Knight, which was carrying a helicopter, was close by as the drama unfolded and did nothing to save these motherfucking people. So, fuck you, America. No, that's what Bill Hellcar says. Fuck you, Baltimore, but fuck you, America. We're not saving your own. That's what you might as well say. Fuck you, Royal Navy. But not saving our own. And that's your motherfucking Nutty News of the Day. Provided you can part my NuttyNewsToday.com. And remember, don't believe a motherfucking thing I say. Go read it for yourself. And that's real, people. You know what I'm saying? It's going down real big like that. We got to get back into some motherfucking music real quick. Real quick alike, you know what I'm saying? And it's going down like this. Straight Load Records in the motherfucking building. Goofy Bone. You know what I'm saying? We got everybody holding it down. And, you know, it's going down real big like that. So let me go ahead and get in one of these Straight Load Records featuring the Alcoholics, World of Destruction, and coming back, y'all, right here live on the Record of the Game Radio. What a freaking fucking weekend. But it's Monday, y'all. We live on the Starship Smeller Prize. Y'all already know, bitches. Let's go.
Ready to attack. Camo on my back, ammo wrapped around my flag. Blade on my ankle, hooks around my belt. Hooks around my chest, chains guarding my neck. Leave them in the mess, they trying to dodge a grenade. Shot shooting marksman, I got the perfect aim. Red dot headshot, that's rain all day. AK spray, AKA yeah, making it rain.
I spit that fire like a motherfucking dragon. I look to the scene like, bitch, what's happening? It's Straight Low, baby, who the fuck you think it is? I'm the white bread, bitch. Handling beers is what I do best. Fuck with these crews, put your ass to rest. CS Gang, Straight Low, go call a holiday. None of us scary, leave the deck, you're lucky, get put in the obituary.
war. Left, right, south, and niggas sounded my roar. Go in the battle, where I guess the second. In the place, great call. The world has a second. We're going to war. Left, right, south, and niggas sounded my roar. Go in the battle, where I guess the second. In the place, great call. The world has a second. Coming up in the all black hat. Love the Mac, cock the back, right to tap the tat tat. The boys getting straight, low thunder jack. I'ma go ahead and let off them hollows. Hit you with five shots and six shots follow. Fall back, I'm a steam warrior. Right in your face, can't say I didn't warn you. Cause I ain't leaving with nothing, bitch. I put the heater to your face. Pop off and put your face ablaze. I'm at the mind of my craft, I ain't leaving a trace. Tomorrow shit and damn shit, set the world ablaze. Ain't nothing stopping the unstoppable rage. I'm a beast from the east, flying right in my cage. I'm blazing the stage, and nobody's safe. It's marvelous, man, yeah, bitch. Remember my name. Round up the soldiers, we going to war. Left, right, south, and hear the sound of our roar. Go in the battle, where our guns protect us. In the place, the great call, the world under attack. Round up the soldiers, we going to war. Left, right, south, and hear the sound of our roar. Go in the battle, where our guns protect us. In the place, the great call, the world under attack.
In my world, it's called destruction.
Why?
Cause we're always getting to something. We're like Terminators, we never stop. We burning down the city, trying to reach the top. In my side boat team, they call me the squad leader. I hope you don't lock my finger as I'm walking down the street serving heat. My automatic's ready just in case you got beat. Some suckers don't know on how we roll. Limbs, pass me the shotgun, bro. It's time to take them down one by one. You stupid ass fool, and only do this shit for fun. In the blocks of the city of the sharpness, you better watch out who you try to fuck with. Because we'll put you down in the ground. Straight local collar hollers, how you like that sound?
We're going to war. Left, right, south, and hear the sound of our roar. Go in the battle where I guess protect us. In this place, great call. The world under attack. We're going to war. Left, right, south, and hear the sound of our roar. Go in the battle where I guess protect us. In this place, great call. The world under attack.
Yeah, that right there is motherfucking Goofa Bone, straight low regular zone, representing the motherfucking old collarholics. You know what I'm saying? That's World of Destruction. It's going down. If I get back into another song, man, let me beam somebody up on this motherfucker, man. 419, I'm finna beam you up on this song, bitch, man. All right, 419, you in the building. What's happening?
That's what I need to ask you. Hey, babe.
Oh, it's Miss PC up in the building. What's happening?
Hey, doing pretty good for a Monday. Hey, everybody in the chat room.
Oh, yeah, this ain't been a blue Monday, I tell you that, though. Except for these old blue ball-ass niggas that be coming up on the goddamn show with their old fuck-ass sidekicks and shit, you know what I'm saying, trying to motherfucking infiltrate a nigga's show and shit. I don't be with that whole shit, man. And fuck all you Milwaukee-ass niggas out there making these old gay-ass motherfucking YouTube videos. Yeah, you niggas is hoes, man. All you bitches is hoes. Fuck you.
I was like, I said, nobody going to take my joy. I'm having a great day. I said, nobody going to take my joy today. So I said, I'm not in that stuff.
No, this ain't. This, really, you need to, because, see, you going to end up being like fucking Miss Nettie Nett. She ain't have no place in none of this shit. This ain't had nothing to do with her, but because she wants to be a goddamn virtual fucking cyber runner or some shit and dump off these whole-ass motherfucking videos from these old gay-ass niggas, she gets it, too. Ain't no love on the motherfucking Starship Smelly Pride. I'm in space, bitches. I don't give a fuck about none of you motherfuckers ain't riding with me now. Straight up. I mean, Net started out on this show way, way before you whole-ass niggas even was on these networks, before we even knew you motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But shit, man, I'm talking to the world, so I can give a fuck if one person fall off. You know what I'm saying? You fall off, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? You making room for more motherfuckers to get on the goddamn Starship, and we blast this bitch off. But no, whole shit was not allowed on this motherfucking Starship. And when bitches motherfucking come on my goddamn chat room talking about I started this, bitch, I didn't start nothing. This ain't, hold on, you want me to start something? Hold on. Let me go ahead and start something, stupid bitch. Motherfucker, start something real quick. Here you go. This is your start. And bitches want to come on my motherfucking show. You started it. You did it. You started it. There you go, bitch. I'm on the show, Ja.
Okay, call me back because I want to ask you something.
All right.
Okay.
whole ass. Let me beam some of them for my homeboys up in this motherfucker. But yeah, you know, they came on the show earlier and you know, had Miss PG blocking everybody, so we couldn't see them whole ass niggas hide behind her whole throat ass, you know what I'm saying? And then they jumped from behind and shit and jumped their gay asses on the phone trying to pop shit. But them niggas is hoes, man. Them niggas is like, them niggas worse than pantyhose with holes in them. You know what I'm saying? You niggas is like diarrhea, you know what I'm saying, every day. Anyways, 408-813, y'all in the building, part of time, motherfucking Goofy Bone.
Hey, what's up,
Death
man?
Of Goofy,
hey,
motherfucking Death
Bone
of Goofy
jam?
Bone.
Did you hear the new Goofy Bone jam?
Mm-mm.
You didn't hear
You gotta
it?
Send that to me too, man.
I'm sending
you
it
send
to
that
you
to
right
me.
Now as we speak, people.
Oh, there you go. Talk dirty to her while I check my email.
Tell you. Goofy Bone.
Hey, Miss PC on the line. She was saying hey to you. I ain't know if you heard.
Oh,
that.
Hey, baby. I'm sorry, people. Check this out. This is Goofy Bone featuring Jay Wills from the Mills and my homeboy Petey Green from Milwaukee. It's a one-night stand, people. It's going to be on the radio as soon as it downloads. So, yeah,
let's
that's
see.
What we're waiting on.
Did you
yeah,
send it to
shout out to Jay Wills and to Petey Green. And I need a video for it because I got hella hoes for it. And, you know, I was going to reach out to Chester, but since you and Smell So Good are fighting, you know, I guess I cannot reach out for you to do my video. But fuck it. Smelly, check your email right now. And much love to my niggas out there in Milwaukee. Thank you for doing that track for me, man, because shit. I'll show these motherfuckers how we do a one-night stand. You know what I mean? Shit.
Fucking singing.
Hoes on a one-night
stand. What kind of shit is that? How you singing? You unharmonizing ass niggas. What the fuck? Goddamn, trying to be a Drake and shit. You Drake fake ass bone whole thugs in harmony. That's what you niggas did. Whole thugs in harmony. Or should I say whole thugs with no harmony? Yeah, whole thugs with no harmony. Yeah, that's all you bitches did. That fake ass
with no harmony shit.
That goddamn video that he did on what the fuck them shits is you used to shake up back in the days and had the little two knobs and shit. And you make the little lines and shit on it, and then you shake that bitch back up and the shit disappear. That's what the fuck
oh,
he looked like he made that video on.
The
Etch-A-Sketch. Yeah, you niggas is using Etch-A-Sketch to make y'all videos and shit. Please. Please. All right, here we
I
go,
know.
Y'all. We got
That's
the
funny.
We got the new exclusive right here. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, nigga, you got a lot of shit in your emails nowadays.
I know.
All right, let's see. Let's get this going.
But yeah,
on.
You know what I mean. Shout out to Bruce Sky Entertainment for hooking up with me to do this track. Cause shit, you know, if you want to learn how to pimp, you know, shit, listen to Goofy Bone. I'll help you out to pimp. I'll show you how to wear some good clothes to where it looks like, you know, you ballin'. Because, I mean, shit, I still wear my motherfucking Converse, but I got some motherfucking $574 fucking Louis Vuitton special edition Converse lookalike motherfuckers that I could be reppin' right now. But, nah, I don't want to. Why? Because I'm not going anywhere. I'm chillin'. I'm not,
man,
you know.
I just, you know, it just dumbfounds me. How motherfuckers sit around for 10 minutes straight? This bitch made a comment that I left a 3-second comment on the goddamn video. Bitch, y'all sat around and talked about me for 10 fucking minutes straight. Excuse me. 10 minutes and 1 second. I don't even know what the fuck y'all did with the extra second and shit. You know, goddamn. You bitches maxed out a YouTube video to talk about me, and you didn't say one fucking thing credible in that bitch for nothing. And this shit wasn't funny. Shit wasn't entertaining. But the shit I'm finna come out with, shouts out to Uncle F for providing the beat. This shit's finna be hilarious, man. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I make songs for political reasons. I'm a political motivated rapper. Only time I do motherfucking rap on the side is when whole ass shit like this pops off and I got to go ahead and respond. And this is the only reason why you will all ever hear a motherfucking diss song is in response to just, it's been because this shit's done led up to this. You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn, this is the third fucking YouTube video these bitches set around. All of them been 10 minutes apiece. Are you niggas fucking crazy? That is really telling us that you niggas ain't got no goddamn, you got too much fucking time on your hands. So that means you're not handling your motherfucking biz. Oh, man. All right. Motherfucking In the Closet Entertainment as Chester Cheetah. Fuck you, nigga. What the hell you talking about? You old ass, crooked eye ass motherfucker. Please. Nigga, your eyes in the back of your head and shit. You can't even see me, dog. What the fuck you mean? You take your glasses, I'd knock your glasses off, nigga. You be blind like Stevie and shit. Wondering when I'm going to hit your ass again. The fuck you talking about? You
hey, man, can you play the song? I'm requesting my song.
Old dead bastard. Old DB.
You wanna play my shit because Milwaukee's on it?
Motherfuckers.
Is that it?
Punk ass niggas, man. I'm gonna play this shit free ball on you, motherfucker. Y'all gonna get to hear this live, you know what I'm saying, later on, but till I get this bitch uploaded, fuck it, we finna listen to it now, shit.
I can't hear shit.
You can't hear it?
Nah.
I can hear it, but barely.
You can hear it? Alright, no, if you can't hear it, you got to.
Just wait till it comes out properly, man.
Yeah.
That's rude.
Yeah.
Cause it's got my niggas from Milwaukee on it, you don't want to play it right? Come on, Smelly.
Yeah, hold on, man.
We all friends up in this shit, right? Talk shit about each other and then want to be friends right after.
Yeah,
come
we send,
hey, how you doing?
We send motherfuckers into the room to speak to everybody. Hey, everybody. Bitch, get your ass out my motherfucking room like Avon. Get your
fucking
ass out
Avon
of here.
Calling and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Straight up. Y'all motherfucking Avon ass. Y'all some Avon hoes, man. Fucking Avon assholes.
Shouts out to the guests who are hiding because they're probably them, but fuck it, who cares?
Probably is, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad them bitch ass niggas called up, you know what I'm saying? At least to show that you motherfuckers ain't complete hoes. I thought y'all just some complete.
Did I miss that?
They didn't say nothing, though. They called up, she called up. These little faggot ass niggas was hiding behind her, playing with her ass and shit. And then when, you know what I'm saying, they finally got the balls to step up, then they jump on, oh, smells so good. Bitch, don't say my whole name, nigga. Say that old fake, fluky-ass shit you fuck-ass niggas was saying on the YouTube. Will J, out the building, Miss Fuck-Ass P.I.G. You fuck niggas, they don't get no respect from me. None at all. I will never say you bitch-ass niggas' names. Fuck all you hoes. You niggas, man, please. I'm sorry for even speaking out my motherfucking mouth for you gay bitches, man. You don't even deserve to even hear this song on this show. But fuck it, you know what I'm saying? It was requested, so, you know, it's the only reason you bitches get to hear this shit, man.
Because
one night stand,
got them on there.
Goofy Bone, we doing the damn thing, man. Doing it real big. This is how we do it, man. We feature fuck niggas, you know what I'm saying? We have to feature you fuck niggas because we can't do an actual song with you. That would make us look like fuck niggas, you know what I'm saying? So if we feature you, you know what I'm saying, then we can kind of smooth it over a little bit better and shit. So that's the only reason why you bitches is featured now. You know, really don't think, you know what I'm saying, all that, like, nigga got motherfucking high fives for you bitches or something. I got a high five.
Oh,
put
man,
your face
cool,
right
man.
There. Let me
cool.
High five your fucking nose, nigga. That's what I'm going to do. Push your goddamn nose up into your fucking brain.
They balling out of control. They got a motherfucking suite. Only one bed where they all have to sleep on it like they probably do at the damn house.
Sweet.
Motherfuckers.
40
days.
And they invited friends. How y'all invited friends to a one bedroom and like y'all having a party with no alcohol, no weed? What the hell is that all about? I looked around, bitches got
no
nothing.
No boombox rapping on the phone.
This nigga beatboxing on the phone. I'm Chester. Fuck you, nigga.
That's Bismarcky, nigga. That was Bismarcky.
Oh, my bad, Biz. Damn, man, y'all made Bismarcky look fucked up.
Oh, that wasn't Bismarcky?
That's all when you make Biz Markie look like his shit good. You know what I'm saying? Oh, baby, you look like Miss P.I.G.
Oh, fuck. I'm
bitch,
you.
Please. I don't want to be y'all fucking friends. Hell no, I don't want to be y'all fucking friends. I need that book.
Hey,
I
everybody.
Need that.
The fuck?
I need
what are you
that
doing in my room saying, hey, everybody? We ain't friends.
Man, for real. I mean, came up in this bitch like we done shared biscuits and tea and shit together. Like, we finna go have motherfucking brunch. Hey, Smell, are you meeting me down at the pier for brunch? Hell nah, you fucking whale. Fuck you, bitch. Well, hell, man.
Oh.
I'm sorry, y'all. It's because she came in as a messenger. You know, I ain't really have no motherfucking bad shit about Miss P.I.G., you know what I'm saying? Because she came in as the host stopper, you know what I'm saying? That's her show on BTR, the host stopper, because she's a host that stops motherfuckers when they come in the room and ask you for your motherfucking lunchbox. So she's a host stopper. Don't give her your meal, though. The sign clearly states on the outside of the show, do not feed the fucking animals. But that's why she's still alive on this bitch, because you motherfuckers keep feeding the goddamn bears and goddamn mountain men and shit. That's what that bitch looked like, a mountain man. You know.
Hey, can you play the song? Because I'm about to hang up and
brother,
play along.
This shit is uploading, brother.
Well,
man,
why
you
getting
on my nerves, man?
Well,
you just mad because I did a
that?
Song with them, huh? That's why you
mad. Hey, brother. You can't get upset at me. I'm not part of the whole ass nigga network. I'm sorry, brother.
Oh, shit. You know, I'm trying to
I'm
be
I'm sorry,
friend,
brother.
Like
you trying to feature yourself with the whole ass nigga network, but I'm sorry, brother. Whole ass nigga network really don't get no play here, but you know, I'm going to entertain your shit because this is an entertaining show. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Hold on, man. I got 616. Let me bring 616
up. You ain't on my homeboy.
Hold
shit.
On, man.
I still love you, Goofy.
I hope you do. You know what, Miss Computer Lady? I'm gonna make you a messenger, and I'm gonna make you go and send messages to those people, because I'm afraid to do it my damn self. Are you ready for that, Miss Computer Lady?
Hello, all right. 616, you in the motherfucking building. You live on Starship Smelly Prize. What the fuck is
that, Miss Computer Lady?
616, run it. What's happening?
Man, it's a bunch of bullshit going on in 616.
Where the hell is 616 at?
Holla, Michigan, baby. You ain't know?
Oh, Michigan? Shouts out to... Oh, wait a minute. Shouts out to motherfucking Scandalous One, representing Detroit, Michigan. You know what I'm saying? That's a new host, y'all, on the BTR network. Go check him out. You know what I'm saying? That's real. What the fuck is happening in Michigan, though? What happened? You know, we got killings and murders and everything like everybody else. So what's different?
Man, we got some punk-ass... daycare centers running around here not taking care of the little black shawties up in there. That
oh, well, that happened. That's down here, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but they on some punk-ass shit. That little boy kicked my son in the head, and they acting like, oh, well, we don't know. He fell off a slide. He didn't tell us that he got kicked. And I'm like, yeah, that's some bullshit. I've been getting ready to sue these hoes because they finna recognize everybody black is stupid. Yes, sir.
Damn, well, because see, that response would have been me coming to the school kicking whoever the first motherfucker that said that he didn't get kicked in the head. Well, bitch, you finna take the kick for his ass. And I didn't kick you. Nobody seen me kick you. No, that was, you just failed coming through the front door. Dumbass.
Yeah, ain't nobody
hell,
see shit, but you ain't nobody saw shit happen, but you can tell me what didn't happen, but you ain't see shit. That's what I want to know. You a psychic bitch now? You know,
well, I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but I just want to promote my show. It's dedicated
go ahead, run
to Miss PG herself. Platinum Gorilla Monday on 186. Deuce, the worldwide radio show, right after this show, people. I got to go get ready for it. But shout out to Miss PG. And like I said, Platinum Gorilla Monday, it's going to be off the chain, people. And since DJ Smell So Good didn't play my song, go over there and hear that song.
Hey,
shout
hey,
out to my Milwaukee camp folks. Yeah.
Your shit just uploaded, brother. I'm right.
Yeah,
shit
right.
Just uploaded.
Y'all off the chain.
Yeah, that's how we do it. You know what I'm saying? We got this. We got a couple of haters from the Milwaukee network that want to come up in, and flash their titties in their chat room, and then you know pull dicks out like they hoes and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like we tolerate that old fuck shit. Nah, we don't play that. You know what I'm saying? This is not the whole ass nigga network. You know what I'm saying? We don't fuck with whole ass niggas. So whole ass niggas. You do just what you're supposed to do. Get your ass on the motherfucking block and make my motherfucking money, you whole ass niggas. The fuck are you talking about? This real nigga radio, man. I don't play that bullshit. Anyways, Michigan. Ain't no who?
Ain't no real niggas in Holland. That's why I want to get the hell up out of here.
No, that's where you at, Holland, Michigan?
Yeah, the black men around this bitch want the white women and the Mexican women, man. They ain't fucking with no black women around here.
Michigan, the end of the line. Michigan is the end of the line. I'm at the tip. I'm down here in Florida. I'm at the beginning.
Oh, damn, you was warm, man. I need to be over there right now.
I'm at the beginning of the... Yeah, well, we was the first niggas that got dropped off. See, y'all was the last. You know what I'm saying? We was the first niggas that felt the heat of this motherfucking hot-ass so-called USA. See, when y'all got down to the end, see, that's why y'all was a little cold up there and shit. But, shit, man.
I've been here for about almost 5 years, man. And I'm like,
where you originally from?
I'm originally from the Chi.
Oh, okay, Chi-Town. Yeah. That goddamn
the
Windy City.
Yeah, winded in a bitch. Yeah. Cold.
Oh. Yeah. So what bring you? First of all, what's your name? I'm sorry, Detroit. Who you, Destiny?
Yes, I am.
You got a show on Blog Talk?
No.
Oh, you just calling in. How you heard about the show?
Party Time dropped me a line.
Shit. My nigga DJ Party Time, girl. You got to come down to Florida party with us, because... shit.
Y'all
trying to, you know what I'm saying, make some moves. Yeah, we trying to make some moves. You know, we just came back from Las Vegas and shit. And I had a good time up there, you know what I'm saying? Did a damn thing. Everything we do, though, is for the indie artists. That's what we do. That's what Wrecking the Game Entertainment is all about. You know what I'm saying? Smashing indie artists' records or performers, entertainers. If you got any, if you unheard of, we fucking with you.
That's what's up.
Put it that way. We won't fuck with Jeezy. We won't fuck with T.I. We won't fuck with none of them niggas in the industry. No. Because you niggas is a waste of time. You know what I'm saying? All about the indie grind. Yeah, but they ain't trying to reach back and help a nigga out either. You feel me? So it ain't no sense of trying to reach out to these motherfuckers when they ain't already trying to reach out and help you. If that's the case, then they would have been doing that.
Exactly.
And, you know, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm about to bounce. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Hey, that's what's up, Miss PC. You know, I'll be over there I play this song for Goofy. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
And I got DJ Party Time on the phone, people. You know what I'm saying? Party Time. Well, Adam, man.
Just clicked off.
Party's on here. Party's on. I don't know what that nigga. That nigga got a black tooth and shit. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker. It works sometimes. You know. You got the black tooth on and shit. You know, Bluetooth nigga. Go get your Bluetooth. Stop going to the goddamn Habib's cell phone and moped store and shit. Get the goddamn black tooth. You know what I'm saying? Right next to the damn bag of dog food, Alpo and shit. They got black tooth like. $4.99. What the bargain? Hell nah. You gotta get out the black tooth. Yeah.
The nigga version, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Straight up, straight nigga version, man. Nah, see now you came up on the show today because see I was talking about my weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like Friday, what was you know Friday the 13th? I'm taking a friend of mine home, Dyke Broad and shit. Who you know? Older school dyke broad and shit. We get halfway home, this bitch pull a Martin Lawrence on me.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the Martin where he talking about something, with your homeboy just come out the closet? Let me put some ice down your back, you know what I'm saying, to cool you off and shit.
Oh, hell no, Pepper.
Man, this motherfucking chick come out her mouth halfway home. I had my hair halfway taken out. You know, I needed my hair taken out. She talking some, yeah, come on in and I'll take it out. It's like 4 in the motherfucking morning.
Okay.
The hell, I look like sitting around you playing in my motherfucking hell. Unless you going to be playing in my motherfucking hell.
At 4 o'clock in the morning, that's what time
it is.
Doing the damn thing.
Man, dude, you know before I can bend the corner, she just said, bust out. I said, man, Smell, I want to fuck you deep.
What?
I want to fuck you deep. I said, God, what the? I ain't even heard no old school shit like that.
Right.
Where that come from?
That before either. Like, what you working with the same thing I'm working with, bitch? Where did that
come from? I have, bitch.
You about to get the fuck out of my car.
Yeah, I had a freaky Friday. So I had to tell her, you got to get the fuck up out of here. No, good night.
Right.
Get your ass up out of here.
before morning. Get your ass up out my ride. Thank you so
get
much.
Get your ass. You got to go. I don't even know. And I do tell, you know, dyke bras out there, you know, thank you for being dykes because, you know what I'm saying, y'all keep the pussy clean before I rot it out. I do appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? Continue your licking, and I'll continue my sticking. But I'm not fucking with the butchers. I mean, if you playing the role of the man, sorry. You done lost, you lost your dick license forever. No dick coupons for you. And keep your coochie coupons, too. Those are not redeemable in this stuff. You know, no.
Hell no.
It was not redeemable on this show. So, yeah, we don't swing like that, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, today I was covering my weekend, and then for some reason I got some Soulja Boy-ass niggas that want to do some internet beefing with me and shit. And, you know, I got some fuck-ass niggas from Milwaukee, and they, you know, come on my show and making hoe-ass YouTube videos and shit where they sitting around talking about a nigga. That just is just gay to me.
Yeah.
That is just real gay. I mean, to make a 10-minute video all the way through, and the only thing he can do was keep smell so good coming out of his motherfucking mouth.
Oh, shit, you know what that means.
You niggas is some hoes. You niggas is the CEOs of the whole ass nigga network.
Right, president and CEO of that bitch.
I mean, and faithful members.
Okay.
You motherfuckers is faithful members. I mean, they got one of the homeboys, you know what I'm saying, who do the little bootleg-ass videos production for them and shit. So I chewed one of the niggas' videos, you know what I'm saying? And he made the niggas look like Ho Thugs and Harmony. That's what I called it. It looked like Ho Thugs and Harmony. These niggas is singing and shit. These niggas is Soulja Boy on a goddamn video. And this nigga actually called a video that he only got the camera going in and out real fast at a motherfucking microphone that these gay ass niggas is rapping on. He calling out a video. So I took 3 seconds out of my day to leave an extended little funny ass comment, basically dissing the whole fucking production and anybody who was involved in it. And the next day, this gay-ass nigga go on YouTube and make a 10-minute fucking video talking about, you don't know who you fucking with. You don't know this. This nigga look like he 45. One of his eyes look like it's like in the back of his goddamn brain and shit. Literally in the back of his brain. I'm like, damn, nigga, you was like, I know chicks don't fuck with you because you looking at bitches in the other room.
Who you looking at? You looking at
me
behind me or
what? Man, he watching niggas and shit with his other eye, though, instead of bitches. He watching niggas and shit with his other wandering eye. Nigga, please.
One of his eyes is on the down low, huh?
Getting mad. How you get mad because a nigga clown on your fucking garbage-ass video? That just means step your fucking game up, nigga, and make a better video. Told the nigga it's 2009. Get some. You got the internet. With all these goddamn video-making programs that you can just go on there and put together a little fuck-ass video. That's what I do. I go to onetruemedia.com. I put these old bitch-ass niggas up on game, and they still come back with garbage-ass videos.
Well, they deserve to be clowns.
You feel me? It's like, come on, man. Come on now. Come on now.
You put it out there for the whole world to make an
opinion. Man.
You know what I'm saying? If not, keep that shit to yourself and watch it at home on your computer or whatever.
Man.
Don't nobody need to see that shit.
Right.
You wasted my time looking at your punk ass shit on the TV. So yes, I must clown you. That's my duty.
That's telling me you niggas got too much time on your hands.
Right,
you sitting around these three stupid motherfuckers set their ass down, talked about us 10 minutes about our trip in Las Vegas, about our hotel room. What?
Three Stooges.
Is you motherfucker serious? You was seriously talking about us sitting in a hotel room with a bunch of other chicks around, all of our hosts, because we had a host reunion, and that's what we all came together for. Australia, Texas, New York, California, Las Vegas, Florida. All of us is in Texas. We all in one motherfucking spot. These niggas come and make a response video talking about, well, check out our hotel. We lie right here in Clarksville, Tennessee.
Nobody give a fuck.
Clarksville? Do you even know what the fuck Clarksville is?
I was just about to say, I ain't never even heard of that shit.
I mean, I was stationed there. I was in Fort Campbell. I did 2 years at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Clarksville is right next door, which is a drive-in, and you drove the fuck out town. That is how you can spit. You can spit over the border and be in the next goddamn town. You spit through their whole town, straight up, and you'll get a no spitting fine because you can't spit in the next county. But damn, I thought I was in Clarksville. No, sir, you're in the next county over. God damn, what the fuck? Like, damn. These niggas, they talking about they in a one bedroom suite with 40 motherfuckers in there in one bed.
Oh hell no, y'all on some gay shit.
Like what? Nigga got a 13-inch TV. Oh, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to find where they justify it at any of their clowning. At any of their clowning, where can they back it up at?
No damn.
None. Okay, look. If you want to know for yourself, go on YouTube.com. Look up DJ Smell So Good. That's all you got to do. Look up DJ Smell So Good. Because they got a response video on there. From some lame motherfuckers that call themselves We In The Building. And they got their little videos on there. And when you go on there, I mean, you are going to laugh Weird Al Yankovic style. Because that's the type of shit that these gay-ass niggas is putting out. Straight Weird Al Yankovic slapstick videos and shit with no comedy to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With no comedy to it, though. Man, please. Whole ass nigga network. I got a song though. I got a song coming out, you know what I'm saying, by the end of the week. And I'm gonna be playing that on the show, you know what I'm saying? Probably Friday. Yeah, you
I'm
know,
definitely
for my
have to hit y'all back up because y'all is
yeah.
happening.
This every day, baby, 12 p.m., 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Uncut Uncensored Radio. You know what I'm saying? This is what we do. And you got artists that wanna get their music and shit played. Comedians that want to get, you know what I'm saying, promo anybody. I don't give a shit. Hell, you want to come back on this motherfucker and talk about them goddamn punk-ass daycare motherfucking people. First, you need to get some phone number so we can call their motherfucking asses up. And then we'll go ahead and we will ride on their ass.
Oh, that's
well, you shit. Let me know. Matter of fact, look, this is my email. It's smelly, B-T-R, S-M-E-L-L-Y, B-T-R, at live.com, live.com. V. L-I-V-E. Yeah. Live, like live. Live on air. LIVE.com. And that's smelly. SMELLYBTR at live.com. Send me that info and shit. Yeah. You know, I welcome that,
yeah,
man.
I
cover.
Shit off around these parts because they think we all hoes around here because there's a lot of black shuffling motherfuckers through here that come from other states that want to be white and they diss their own race. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I ain't with that shit. I'm from the shower. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. You know? And my little brown baby, he the sweetest little thing around this bitch. You know what I'm saying? He the a loving little kid. He ain't no little mean, bad motherfucker want to fight and shit. He'll hug and kiss your ass before he fight you. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, 8 years old, my baby 5. And he's bloody saying he ain't been to this motherfucker day camp about 3 weeks. He's still telling motherfuckers, Keyshawn, kick me in the head. Keyshawn, kick me in the head. I'm like, well, what the fuck? You know, but, oh, I can't talk to Keyshawn mama. We can't get no kind of understanding. We can't sit down and have no parlay about this shit and try to find out what the fuck is going on. But Keyshawn is a bad motherfucker. I found out through somebody that I know, that know his mom and him and shit, right? I'm like, okay, y'all think y'all got a hole in your hands. I'm trying to let you know you got a real nigga on your hands, and I ain't going for the okey-doke. You ain't finna treat my son like he no motherfucking poop butt because his mama ain't.
Well, send her goddamn phone number, too. I'll call that bitch up, too, and put goddamn Keyshawn on the motherfucking phone.
So I can have her ass charged for this bullshit that her son did because this a young bitch got 4 or 5 kids. She ain't doing shit with them. You know what I'm saying? She just a slut that study having babies and ain't raising no motherfucking body.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And dude the bully. Dude will be fucked up. Because I'm like, okay, you ain't be right till I tell my son to put the flip-flops on his ass because he's a strong little shawty. You know? Like, kick him in his motherfucking head. He be all right.
No, you tell your son kick that nigga in his motherfucking nuts.
Okay.
That's what you do.
As
you send his
can.
Goddamn nuts to the back of his goddamn brain. That's what you do. You kick him as hard as you fucking can.
Right.
And then you make sure nobody don't see that shit. So these bitches can't pull that same hoe-ass motherfucker, oh, well, we ain't see him kick him in the head. Okay, well, when he come holding his whole goddamn family history,
Okay.
You already motherfucking know.
Oh, well, what happened? Yeah, I told Devin to fuck him up. That's what happened.
That's what you do. You tell and go and buy that boy some boots. That's what you do. You go and buy that goddamn boy some boots, and then you send that boy to school. And the next time you see this nigga and he approach you, first thing you do is take this right foot or left foot, whatever the fuck you is, lefty or righty, and you put this shit square in his motherfucking nutsack, and you kick that shit to next week.
Damn, Smelly. That sound like old woman kicked the motherfucking nigga nuts in his stomach.
And kicked that shit into his stomach. So that's, hell yeah, I read that on my show, day before yesterday. Woman, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, she just walked up to the dude. No, not even beef with the dude. Walked clean up to him, kicked him in his nuts so hard, one of his nuts went into his stomach.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's so I ain't even got no nuts, and I'm wincing.
So yeah, cool. I was a hard time just reading that story. You know what I'm saying?
Damn,
I mean,
like, oh,
I'm still getting, I'm still recovering from it.
Yeah. What's wrong with that bitch? I done had to have somebody to fuck her up.
Man,
now,
who?
I can't have no kids because you want to run around kicking folks in the nuts. Oh, willy-nilly shit.
I should kick
for no reason, though.
You know?
It's for no reason, though.
Let me do some shit to you before you go and kick a motherfucker in the nuts. Damn.
She just walked up to him and just whoop. No questions, no question, no conversation.
Nothing. He was like, he ain't know what was going on. She just.
Right. He folded up and don't even know why.
You know what I'm saying? And then he said, and the fucked up part of it is, he said he didn't even realize the shit till like 3 days later. When he went, yeah, when he was like, you know, he felt something, but he said he didn't realize till he looked down and seen one of his shits gone. Oh, man, hell fucking no. Hell no.
I heard a juggling balls, but juggling ball.
Man, hell to the no.
Now see, once I got the ice pack removed from my nuts, I'd have had to feel down there real careful, like, to make sure both of my homies were still there. He talking about a week later, no, you slow.
Yeah.
You
it was like 3 days, but still, I'm like, damn, I mean, you had to piss at least in them 3 days. How the fuck?
Right, you got to wash the motherfuckers, too.
I mean, that, too.
You did?
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know. I'm sorry. I play with my nuts every day to make sure they there. So I be goddamn if my shit be missing. So I'm pretty sure I would know.
The first day. Like,
I'm pretty sure. I would. Yeah, I would have checked the first day just to make sure. This bitch started kicking me in the balls. Man, make sure my shit's straight, man. Let me check my shit. The hell going on? Shit. Then I would have found out where the fuck that bitch stayed at. Because fuck that. I wouldn't have pressed no charges. I would have pressed my foot all up in her goddamn face and kick the dog shit out of her ass. No, I don't put my hand on women. But you put your goddamn hand on my future? Oh, hell no.
Right, you
now I got to, like Delarice say, now I got to cut you.
Shit.
I got to cut you. You going to shoot me in my pinky toe and shit. Hell no. Now I got to cut you. Shit. Fuck that.
Oh, I got to cut your ass, bitch. You done fucked up.
Yeah, and then, what was that, Saturday night, this has been the whole part of the Freaky Friday weekend. One of our homeboys hosts a show called the Friday Night Fights, where he gets motherfucking 10 individuals from another city to come over here and rep their city in a mic-to-mic battle. Okay, one thing you can't do is mix alcohol in with nothing that says Fright Night Fights.
Hell no.
With ignorant motherfuckers that come to beef rap. See, it's the difference between battle rapping and just, you know what I'm saying, coming up with a subject and then we rap on that. Rapping against each other is, some people is too sensitive and can't handle that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? That didn't even pop off, though. The fucking promoter got swung on because he allowed some niggas from another city, Orlando, to come down here and basically just trash talk. And then on top of the trash talking, he put all the Tampa artists to the end. And half of them didn't even get to perform. But you took these people money and didn't refund them their shit and telling them to come back next week and I got you.
No. Fuck that next week shit.
No. I got you right now, and that's why a nigga got him right then and there and punched him right here in his motherfucking shit.
You're okay. That's what
you know, and you was a homie, But you was a crooked homie. I know your ways. That's why I don't fuck with you.
But nigga, you might not even show up next week. You might be on some, oh, I had a family emergency type shit.
Man, because he don't want to go through this. Yeah, because he don't want to go through this shit, same shit again. Man, please. That is some bullshit.
Broke
as
niggas is nowadays, ain't no comeback next week and I got you. No, you going to get me right now.
My homeboy say I called a flat tire. This is Ashwood. Ashwood say he called a flat tire. Had to go pay extra money out to get the tire fixed just to continue to come on to show up and support the damn night. And he main one that got cut. Talking about he can't perform.
Oh, no.
He say he wanted to swing on the nigga, but somebody already was, you know what I'm saying, 38 hot and was taking care of it. So they took care of it.
That's 100 right there.
They took care of it. So, yeah, you know, I don't fuck with people's money. That's one thing I don't do. If I take some money away from you, your ass going to perform. I don't give a shit if you get up there and just stand there. You're going to get your ass on stage and let motherfuckers look at you.
In the club, but you're going to perform.
That was 20 motherfucking people. You can't even, that don't even sound possible to have 20 acts perform in a 2-hour period. There's no fucking way.
No way.
There is no two minutes. That's all you're going to get is 2 minutes, 5 minutes to get up there and say your name, do the first line of your song, get your ass off. Thank you.
Right.
No MySpace info. Nah, we ain't got time for that. Get your ass off.
Right. Next.
And it ain't even no breaking the music. You know how you can play some little, you know, break music, you know what I'm saying? You know, break up the show and shit. Hell no. Nah. That shit, you're going to have to run back. Back to back to back to back to back. And
one show disc. Everybody shit on it one time.
Man.
You better jump.
I did that was Club Empire 2005. I threw that show and had Keith Gates and everybody on the motherfucking show. 11 acts now. 11 acts performed in one night.
We did that.
And performed. Everything, even Keith Gates, who broke his ass up at the end, Thomas, a man, how can I get on? You know what I'm saying? And shot me some money to motherfucking perform. 11 motherfucking people. I only started out, I think, with eight people, eight acts. And then at the end, you know what I'm saying, three acts. And I got everybody to perform though within, you know what I'm saying, that time. Because I had to start. Shit, if I got all you motherfucking people, we got to start this bitch now. We in this motherfucker at 9 o'clock. Shit, that means the show starts at 10:30. It ain't no wait till 12 to build up a crowd. Fuck that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They knew it was a show going on. They should have had their ass in here early. Doors open at 9 o'clock. Shit, show started at 10. Acts went on at 10:30. Hell, this ain't no BFT time up in this motherfucker. Fuck that black folk time shit. Hell to the no. But there ain't no BFT time. We on white folk time right now.
Okay.
Because we need to get in these crackers clubs, do what we need to do, and then get the fuck out.
Right, because they're going to shut it down promptly at time.
Ooh, 2:45. We ain't even slated to 3. 2:45, your ass getting the fuck up out of
here. 15 minutes to get the hell on.
Okay.
Straight up. And it happened, though. So, that's Florida for you, though. I mean, it's some, like you saying, niggas is hungry, but it's just some real dirty niggas down here that's taking advantage of motherfuckers that's hungry and that will spend their last little five, you know what I'm saying, to jump up on stage and pour their motherfucking heart out, you know what I'm saying, in hopes that somebody, you know what I'm saying, recognize them and want to do anything with them, put them on a mixtape, interview them up, anything.
Absolutely.
You know, anything, just to help out in my progression. But shit, you got these little crony-ass DJs talking about you got to pay me to goddamn play your song. Suck my dick, suck my dick, and I'll put you on a mixtape. Had one gay ass nigga tell my artist that. Fuck ass nigga, I'll punch you in your shit to this day.
Like, you dick, you better be scared to pull that bitch out around me.
Man, that shit sounds so fucking hoe. That's some hoe ass, and I ain't talking about female. I'm talking about, that's just some hoe ass bitch, nigga ass shit to tell a fucking female from a DJ to an artist. You feel me?
Right.
Why would you just disrespect that? And then for that to be your homeboy's artist, you know what I'm saying? And you to say some shit like that, come on, man.
I better not see your ass walking up out the studio, bitch.
Nah, I don't have no love for him to this day. You know, I don't have no love for him to this day. You know what I'm saying? You to the left, like Beyonce. Get your ass to the left. You know, you on
moving, keep it moving. Wow.
Yeah, you got to do it like that, man, because, you know, our time is getting short. If y'all ain't seen these days, it's motherfucking rolling. And these bitches is not slowing down for you at all. You either get on this train and roll, ride this motherfucker out, or okay. Just get left on the side of the tracks and watch that bitch go by.
Come on, damn. That's my train. Now, when the next
that's
one?
My shit. You and know? Shit, that bitch continuous. You should have got on while this bitch was moving at a slow enough pace.
Bitch.
At a slow enough pace, you know what I'm saying?
You know, take a hauling ass run and jump till you can't jump no motherfucking more. But yeah, I'm gonna have to give my boy your information, cause he trying to come up in the music industry. My brother and shit, his name is Chosen One, and he been trying to find the right people to get affiliated with to get his shit together. And I think y'all
Chosen
might have
one, Chosen One. I know somebody named Chosen One.
From out of Schaumburg. Illinois?
I have to look back. I mean, it's been a little minute, you know what I'm saying? But I've dealt with somebody.
You got a little flow, like, kind of like Twister, though. But you can understand everything he's saying. Twister shit, you be like, rewind that back. What that nigga saying?
What the hell?
Right. Right.
But motherfucker, English. Hold on, let me. Hold on, let me super slow this down. What the hell?
Right. Motherfucker, English. Motherfucker,
let me super slow this down. Motherfucker, just I'm rapping, but I'm talking so fast you don't know what's happening. Nigga, I didn't pick none of that up at regular speed. Motherfucker, I didn't pick none of that up at regular speed.
This shit on 45 and be able to understand what the
fuck. On records, yeah. I got this bitch on 33s and shit. Nigga, give me your shit on vinyl. Because, nigga, I got to slow your shit down manually. Like, damn. Put your shit on tape and let me slow this damn tape player down. Put
you know,
your shit in this tape so I can hear it right. Damn.
Yeah, his shit is a little. He talk a little fast with his shit, but you can understand what he's saying. He cold too. He real cold. I'm like, dude, you need to quit bullshitting and get your shit together, cause motherfucking world need to hear that. I got one of his first demos in my car, and I be bumping the shit
now,
out of that. Huh?
What you just said now. It's a key word why motherfuckers is just not successful. It doesn't mean shit if I tell you that's the hottest fucking song if you not going to go out that bitch and put your all in it to make it the hottest fucking song.
Right.
And that's the whole thing about it. I mean, shit, it don't
mean.
Yeah. We can promote you. We can play you on this damn radio all day. But if you not out in the streets trying to push your single, you not out in the streets trying to meet different people and network with them to actually get, you know what I'm saying, your music moving. What is the point?
Exactly.
What is the point? I mean, I got plenty of niggas down here. Let me know. Yeah, yeah.
He had on his completion of his little demo and shit. And if he ain't on some bullshit like he was last time I hollered at him, he be all right. But that's what's up, because motherfuckers need to hear that, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
yeah,
I might be a little biased because I'm his sister, but it's tight. It's some shit that I go out to the store and buy, for real.
Okay, that's what's up.
Y'all already here first. All right, well, check it out. I got to get up out of the building, people, because, you know, I got to get to the hood and get my grind on.
That's
and do my thing. But we all live, you know, every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This is, you know, I talk about everything, though. So if you get offended by anything, this is not a show for you.
Right.
I talk about President motherfucking Obama ass. Cause I ain't with that fluky fake shit. Fuck him and his whole administration right about now. Because until you bitches bring the motherfucking troops home, all you bitches can suck my Kevlar. And that's straight up. I'm ex-military, so I don't even play that shit. And the first thing that he motherfucking blew smoke up bitches' ass in his campaign was, I am bringing the motherfucking troops home from Iraq. Bitches ain't made it home yet. Bitches ain't even got a break yet. Y'all sent motherfuckers straight from there. Straight over to fucking Afghanistan without no motherfucking explanation to the American people. And still thinking that, you know what I'm saying, we supposed to be accepting that shit. Hell fuck nah, man. I don't give a damn if it was a purple motherfucker in the seat. If you bitches ain't doing your motherfucking job, fuck you and your whole administration.
Okay.
And I'm out of the building on that one. Straight up, I'm out of building on that. But look, I'm going to play this last song. This is the new diss song to these gay-ass motherfuckers in Mill Gay Walkie, Chester Peter, you know what I'm saying, motherfucking Will J out the building, and Miss P.I. motherfucking G, who can suck my motherfucking ass, you fat, stank bitch, you. Bring your bitch ass to my motherfucking show. Fuck you. And don't ever bring your bitch ass back with our whole shit. I mean, that fuck shit. Bitch ass niggas, man. This is the Real Nigga Network, not the whole ass nigga network. We don't play that shit on Wrecking the Game Radio. You roll Wrecking the Game and get rolled the fuck over. That's the motto. Live by it, die by it. Peace out, Detroit. Appreciate you calling in, baby. Motherfucking DJ Party Time. How right, we do it, dog.
Yeah. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go. Gonna do it for one night.
Night. Stay.
In the Milwaukee Bucks.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one night. This the last time, motherfucker.
Them Milwaukee Bucks.
Night.
Stay.
Them Milwaukee Bucks, man, they at it again. Talking all this shit, then trying to be my friend. It's a one-night stand, as they so-called say. Three men in a hotel room rapping, now that's gay. Where the hoes at, motherfuckers? Still sipping on your little cup, being a chump sucker. Jay Wills, nigga, keep trying. I'm glad you got some gold, but nigga, you ain't lying.
That's right. Let's go. Listen.
A one-night stand means you got a hoe. Your one-night stand shows you got no hoes. Nigga, quit trying. Nigga, stop lying. Nigga, quit putting Milwaukee down with your fake-ass rhyming. The only hoes I see is Jay Will.
One
can't get him.
Night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
One
gonna do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Damn.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one
yeah.
night.
Just one.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night
stand.
From city to city and state to state, I fuck every hoe throughout the interstate. So how you gonna tell me about a one-night stand when you don't got hoes in your video, man? Bruce Scott thought you niggas was something. When the beef all started, found you niggas was nothing. I got more money in my fucking pocket than you'll have in your life. Can't you tell by my wallet? It's Louis Vuitton, I'm a baller, you see. When they compare us together, they know you broke to me. So Jay Wills, keep trying. And Wayne Ghetto, stop lying.
Stop.
And Petey Green, you little chump. Go fuck
one,
a big fucking
nine.
Curse of fraud.
Yeah,
come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
Gonna
do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Damn.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one
yeah.
night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night.
Damn.
All I'm saying,
that was it, terrible.
All I'm saying is this. Everybody sent they shot in body. Hey, everybody sent they shot, bro. What I'm saying, by no means am I reaching out my hand, you know what I'm saying, or trying to be y'all friends and no shit like that. None of that's quite boy shit that you're afraid you're fucking about. I'm not on that. I'm saying, if it's going to be back and forth, niggas running their mouth, hell, niggas want to box. Dog, I ain't got my ass whooping, so my brother,
I've been trying to get friends with bands from the Bay, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Why don't you tell that motherfucker to let y'all stay out of town? Don't have that over here. Let me somewhere secluded. I'll just bring me in a couple of them. And we can go.
Because I'm straight up. I don't got to do that. I got people in Oakland. I got people in Oakland. And the fucked up shit about it.
In Oakland?
Yeah, I got people in Oakland. The fucked up shit about it is, I'm flying my sister and her four kids if I just pay for a ticket to get from Santa Fe. So I know how cheap the tickets is, bro.
Shit. Well, then, brother, if it's cheap, come out.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing. G-Wagon pull up.
I really want to do this.
But see, this
I
is my thing,
though.
This is my thing, though, dog.
You know how much millions of viewers we would get if we did this? Let's do this. Enough of the talking. Let's do this.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So since we so broke, man, you know what I mean? Y'all going
to
pay
for me to pay for your ticket?
Damn right. I'm broke as hell, man. You know I'm standing in my mom's basement,
man.
Goofy. You saw the closet I popped up out of. That's where I honestly sleep at. I called it my Vegas hotel room, that little-ass closet. You know, we got a 7-bedroom crib, 2.5 baths. You know what I mean? We walking
hey,
through the crib
the
on
furniture?
Justice TV.
Can I ask that question?
What
where's the furniture?
Hey,
you showed me the tub. The tub was cute, but shit, we have showers. I haven't bathed in the tub since I was like a little kid.
Hey, but if we showed you the other side of the bathroom, you just need a shower in the bathroom with the tub.
Oh, I didn't see that part because
you didn't
go that far.
Yeah, we didn't go that
far.
Plus, the
lady took half the YouTube videos.
We was, hey, dog, I feel you because when you were sitting on the bed with Tasha, I've only seen like the silhouette of you.
Oh, well, that's good.
Dog, no, seriously, though. You got to keep it
why
real, man.
Why she laughing?
100, though, you got to keep it real.
You need to go on a diet then.
Hey, but
yeah,
100, though,
kind of
keep
problem.
It real, though, Goofy. When you first saw Tasha, you was like, damn, she bigger than her pictures. Because I got butt-naked pictures and all type of shit of her, dog.
Oh,
when I seen her on your bed.
We all heard about the great Petey Green.
You know what I'm saying?
We all heard the stories.
Oh, fuck the stories. I got the shit on archives on Bobblehead to her talking about some kids. She married me and type shit like that. Fuck the stories.
Oh, yeah, we know everything. We know everything before you even know it, brother.
Fuck them
That's
stories.
The y'all think, oh, why come up with all this shit? No, we heard it before, brother.
You know what
it's
I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why this
it's
shit
okay.
funny. Because it's like,
hey, but see, Miss Tasha wasn't, saying that she was all this and all that.
The hell if she
you
was?
You know what I mean? Now, your lady be coming up in the room talking about she's all this and all that when she just had her face picture. And when she wasn't getting no love, obviously she got upset. And that's why we all at a rumble right now.
Oh,
so
man,
now, brother,
what
come on. Serious. You married her. That's your lady. Be a man. Stand up for your lady. Come out here to California and fight me on YouTube.
That'll work, nigga. Pay me to come out there for my ticket, and I'm there. And give me a real address this time, dog. Don't send me your mama address, because I'm seeing you on Tidy Chapter, dog. That house don't add up.
Come on, man.
That house don't add up. But I'm just saying, though, you know that first address.
I wish I lived with my mama.
Dog, I wish I did, too. Like, all bullshit aside, with that basement shit you was screaming, because my mama got, like, a 9-bedroom crib. I wish I stayed with her, too. She'd be a lot cheaper than what I pay for rent around.
9-bedroom crib? A 9-bedroom crib with no furniture? I could believe it.
Oh, no. Mom's doing pretty decent, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mom's doing pretty decent.
Hey, so what's up? Y'all want me to send you some clothes? Because I know you need some clothes, nigga. You
dog, I swear to God, I always
man,
want to rock Louis Vuitton shit, dog. You
I'll
know
send
what I'm
you
saying?
Some motherfucking shit.
I always
I'll send your lady
Louis
a Louis Vuitton purse. Her game, if she can guarantee me she can lose 20 pounds, 186-point Deuce, the Worldwide Radio Show, will motherfucking send her an $1,100-plus Louis Vuitton purse.
And you know what, Goofy?
And I'll do it, brother.
Hey, you know what, Goofy? If you can
show me she can lose weight.
If you honestly can produce,
a
song that you actually know how to ride the beat, I'll send you a new San Jose sweatsuit because I'm tired of you wearing the same one in every video, bro.
A sweatsuit?
Yeah, and I'll also teach you how to Photoshop better, too, so when you take them pictures on the phone, you know what I'm saying, your MySpace page and shit, your hand will actually be around the ass.
But shit, fuck you. I mean, hey, I'll produce a song just
and then
you.
On top of it, dog, man, this is how all this shit got kicked up. Y'all niggas came to our show. Y'all sent y'all a messenger, IBYs, to tell us y'all was kicking it and all this, that, and the third. We didn't give a fuck about y'all going to Vegas. We didn't give a fuck about Tasha coming to this
song. Oh, come on, brother. Don't pull that shit.
Real talk, fam.
You didn't give a fuck if you gave a fuck about
you
us
know what
going
I'm saying,
to Vegas.
Dog? It's like, why the fuck? And then on top
who
of it,
the
and then on top of it, why the nigga in our show? He bragging about how he flying this fat hoe around, B. It's tricking if you got it. I feel you. But damn, if you got to pay for the poundage, man, per the mile like you do weight, that had to be an expensive trip.
Well, if you a baller, you don't give a fuck. Money
comes man, sometimes,
goes,
man, I don't know, man. MC Hammer was a baller as fuck from your
brother,
side.
Brother, y'all talking about y'all got this and y'all got that and y'all got that. I mean, it took a long time for Jay Wills to get a gold chain, brother. I mean, how what are y'all doing? Y'all selling 10 sacks? Nigga, push some weight.
Nigga,
some
you must obviously don't
show
listen to lyrics, man. We put the drugs down 4 years ago, nigga. We put the drugs down 4 years ago. But I bet you money if a nigga did. Hey,
show me some motherfucking rims, Dayton. Motherfucking show me a bicycle or something.
I got you. I feel you. Just like when you went to Vegas, you showed us.
Show me your friend shit, because I know it ain't y'all's.
Hey, Goofy.
If it was, you would have showed it in the first place.
Goofy.
Like the gold chain.
Goofy, catch
I mean, I know that brother don't got no gold chain. It's a gold plated,
okay.
Spray painted gold on there. But shit,
Goofy, can I ask you one question?
No gold chain, bro.
Hey, fam, blood, whatever you is, can I ask you one quick question?
Yeah.
Why is it when you talking about show all this money and you was walking around and shit in Las Vegas? Because I did see that clip. You was looking bummy as hell with that replica jersey on. Don't nobody rock jerseys no more. When the last time you seen a nigga wearing a jersey? Don't nobody do jerseys no more, fam. Not even on the West Coast.
Damn.
Why you do that shit? Hold on, let me.
I'm sorry, brother.
Hey, let me hit this chronic
maybe
real.
I,
hey, let me hit this. And then you want to talk about money? You want to talk about money? Hey, you want to talk about money? When Bruce Scott passed out CDs, when we pass out CDs and we charge people for them, our CDs got labels on them. You can't step your game up talking about technology?
Oh,
come on, man. The $2 CDs on the strip, and when you brung it up earlier, y'all stand on the strip at the Wild Wild West,
fuck.
Nigga. I've been to Vegas and stayed in MGM, dog. That shit was so far off the strip, it was pathetic. Where y'all was living at is where the weed was at.
I wish you, motherfucker, you guys are so broke, you guys can't even go to Vegas. Shut the fuck, I've been in the MGM, Graham. I've been here, I've been there. Motherfucker, hell no you haven't.
Okay.
You haven't even been outside Milwaukee.
Dog said
shit,
that.
Please.
Obviously,
send
nigga.
Send me pictures.
Send dog
me
said we ain't been outside of Milwaukee. Nigga, we done moved niggas from DTR.
No, no.
Move niggas. We done been to Covington. We done been to fucking Tennessee twice, my nigga. We done been down in North Carolina. We almost went down to Florida, but the damn tropical storm stopped us and we turned around, nigga. So don't do me. And we can call motherfuckers right now from their area codes. And they can have their neighbors get on the phone and like, damn, that nigga Petey Green a fool. I met that nigga. I saw
Green,
that nigga walking around. I saw that nigga. I saw that.
Right
I saw
there,
that nigga. He
it's
said,
believable, but I mean.
And then, homie, and when you talk
please,
to him, when you talk to him, when you talk to them niggas.
No furniture.
Hey,
fam,
when you talk to them niggas, when you talk to them niggas, fam.
Brother.
When you talk to them niggas, fam, just ask them. When they was seeing you walking to their neighborhoods and shit, when they be like, damn, that nigga just hit it to look for weed. He didn't give a fuck about no colors. So what, he was in a blood set wearing all blue? So what, he was somewhere else doing all this shit? That nigga didn't give a fuck, and then nobody do shit to him, and he kept his fucking money. Holla at your boy. I told you that in the battle, nigga. I done been all over this United States. I'm not one of them closet-ass niggas like you. I know where San Jose, South San Francisco.
Home, nigga. Show me a video that you've been somewhere. Please. Show me. For real. Prove yourself. Don't talk about it. Prove it. Like I said, all this talk is gibberish. It's until you motherfuckers cake up and say, let's go
handle it. Cake up, nigga. Don't take shit to leave your city, nigga. And then when you talking money, hey, nigga, and when you talking money, dog, where's your 20s at? Where's your dubs? Why don't you borrow from your homies? Where Bruce can't get you a loaner?
You know what? I don't have no money right
now. I'm just saying, though, where's your homies at? And then on top of it, dog, and then on top of it, dog, if you do got some money, if you do got some money, my nigga, why you in that little ass room?
I don't know if this is my last one.
I'm just saying, dog, why you in that little ass room? Why you in that little ass room, my nigga?
It's
real
my
cool.
One-bedroom apartment like you niggas told me.
Damn, that's fucked up, B. I ain't staying in one-bedroom apartment
because
I was
18. Just like you niggas tell me.
I feel you. I ain't
it's
mad at
sad.
You.
It's so sad, brother.
Cost of living is kind of high in California.
The recession, it hit me. And now I'm trying to go as low as Milwaukee. I'm trying to be like you, brother. I want a fake chain. I want niggas to jock me on my talk radio.
Said he
I want Nettie back as my motherfucking, as my friend in my chat room.
That's what I said.
I want all that, brother.
Hey, that's what y'all have said about Nettie,
nigga,
man.
You took everything
Nettie.
From me, brother.
I didn't take everything from you, dog. They just saw the real, man. I know you ain't
brother,
mad about Nettie, man.
No more.
Oh, my God. Y'all seriously mad about Ms. Dunn?
Motherfucking furniture.
Y'all seriously mad about Ms. Dunn?
Shit.
Dog, I did have furniture until that fat bitch came
like
over here
said,
and sat
brother,
down on my shit.
Now
I'm on my shit, girl.
This whole week is dedicated to you guys.
Thank
and I'm
going
to tell my
it.
Fans to
Thank
send
you.
Me $5 each so I could bring you fucking guys over here so we
That's
can do this fight
about.
Live on YouTube. Because
we
I'm
all know,
serious.
Man. That's the only way that shit going to happen because you ain't going to give us a real address to come see you. And if you actually waste the money, come do it, then I know you're going to come see me.
It, just like you gave us the fake-ass payphone number, brother.
Dog, we never gave you a fake-ass payphone
Yeah, you
number.
Did, brother.
Never gave you a fake-ass
phone. The phone.
Dog, you
want to
know?
Oh,
hey, you
want to
know? Hey,
for?
Bullshit
this
ain't nothing. Bullshit ain't nothing, nigga. We never gave you a payphone-ass number because that same number that I put over YouTube, niggas called me to tell me how you was in high school.
Oh, how was I then?
You know what I'm saying? Niggas called me, and we did it. And if you
how
go back
that?
And check the archives, homie, if you go
I?
Check the
what
archives, homies
here?
Was telling us that you was a soft-ass nigga back in the day getting your ass whooped and you was a fake Transformer-ass nigga. Starstream, get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck gets a damn tattoo of the motherfucking Transformers on their chest? That's so very gangster. Then turn around and
so
take a motherfucking, and then turn around, and then turn around and take a video in a tub and bubbles?
Nigga, yeah, right. They're about to kill Little Wayne. And you talk about you motherfucking walk around that crip neighborhood.
In bubbles? In bubbles? My nigga, and I suggest really, and all bullshit aside, I don't give a fuck if y'all like me at all, but I suggest y'all stop saying fuck Milwaukee if you ever want to come back to this motherfucker. Ask Soulja Boy
who
how this shit works.
Who said we said fuck Milwaukee?
I suggest
I
y'all stop that shit. This the same
motherfucking
city that whooped the shit out of pocket ass nigga.
Shirley asshole.
It's niggas over here that got kids named
after
pocket. Put on pocket, nigga. Laverne and Shirley went to California, nigga. That's when they entered that.
balding ass motherfucker. I'll buy him a bigger cup. Get some motherfucking real shit, man.
Wow.
Straight up, you funny as shit, dog.
Oh, and stop having your mama cut your hair, nigga, because that motherfucking crew cut you be working, it ain't working, dog. Take the ball off your shit, nigga.
Oh, quit talking about my mama, you motherfucker. Why would you do that?
Hey, hold on, dog.
Why would you bring my mama in this?
Hey, dog. Hey, hold on. Hey. I hope she will, dog. I hope she will, but dog. Hey, but on a good note, on a good note, nigga. Dog, did you just say sexy bottle of hair ass?
Did you know damn well one person?
Wow, dog. I appreciate it. Dog just said my hair was sexy, dog. I knew you was trapped in the closet. Now I know. I'm trying to figure out. Hey, dog, and I want, since I know y'all get all sensitive about y'all girl, be on the lookout for my new single, It Ain't Chicken If She Want Chicken If You Got It. You know, I'm talking about with Tasha featured in the video, too.
Yeah, there we go. Shout out to Milwaukee.
Chicken If You Got
It.
They're
going to make some videos about some other. Why y'all throwing it to Tasha? What's up with me and you? What happened?
Man, I killed you, cuz. I killed you already, cuz. You wouldn't give me your address. You wouldn't talk about giving out fake phone numbers. You wouldn't even give me your address, first of all. And then we did the battle August 10th, nigga, and I ate you alive.
I did the battle to shut you niggas up.
And I ate you alive. To the point, remember, you wouldn't even call me by my name, but now you know my fucking name, and I told you after the battle you would know my name, nigga.
Yeah, Petey Green.
But before that, I was in the building. Thinking he's cool. Smoking on weed, looking like a fool.
Because I'm only here making fun of somebody that ain't even them. So we got to go to the source.
You know what I mean?
Chrissy Green, a.k.a.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Come with it.
A.k.a. with motherfucking Miss
Come with it. Come with it. Oh, I'm Kermit the Frog now. Come with it. That's what I'm talking about. Hey, that's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about, baby. He finally came with something. I'm mad at you. Let me help you out, bro. Have a margarita on me, nigga. Have a margarita on me, nigga. That's a quote from your show.
Oh, well, shit.
That's a quote from you, nigga. I thought you drank margaritas. You always telling niggas to drink one on your show, so I was trying to plug you.
Well,
have one on me and calm down.
Motherfucking have a good time and sit down. I'm not talking about let's have a margarita together.
I said have a margarita on
my shows, you better hear them right, brother.
Nigga, I had to get my own margarita. That's what you told me, nigga, when I was on your show. And I don't even drink
margarita. Exactly.
I don't drink shit like that, nigga.
Are you serious?
I drink liquor straight, man. Ain't no fruity in my shit, though.
I just wish that there's an earthquake where they bring you closer to me, where we could fight in the motherfucking desert, where it's to the death, brother.
Dog said
to the death.
That shit gonna last like 2 minutes with your out of shape ass. You know what I mean?
I wish I was out of shape.
Man, you out of shape than a motherfucker, dog.
I wish I was out of shape, brother.
Hey, dog, you know the fuck.
Knock your little ass up in the air and kick you like a soccer ball.
Dude, please don't use cuffs and my ass up in the air ever again. Could you not do that? I don't swing like that. I know you're from the San Jose area. It's real close to San Francisco. But please don't use toss in my ass.
So how could it be that
close? Hey, I'm just saying, please don't use toss in my ass in the same sentence ever again.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't prefer
syrup or jelly like you, dog. Hey, dog, but on the real, though, I saw your latest YouTube video, dog.
Because you ain't got no one else to fuck with, and we the only ones biting back?
Actually, dog, we don't really give a fuck about y'all. We used to kill the motherfuckers.
You care about us.
No,
you got our names in your mouth all the time.
Dog,
come on, YouTube video after YouTube video.
Oh,
come on, for real.
Dog,
sitting down in your motherfucking AA-ass room with your fucking chairs with no pictures on the walls. Nigga, where do you guys live at?
That's the office.
For real.
That was the office.
Is that how you guys do it?
Hey, that's fucked up. That's fucked up when you got a whole room in your crib that's dedicated to an office and your entertainment. You could do that because you ain't living with 90 motherfuckers and shit. I feel you. That's how you grew up with your culture. You know what I'm saying? Y'all used to a pack out. What do you say? Immigration.
Bismarck, motherfucker. Come on, nigga. Don't get you. Y'all motherfuckers, y'all act like y'all got education. don't know how the fuck y'all survived. Like little
don't
rats.
Say, act like you got education, dog. Hey, it's a documentary nigga shooting on me right now, dog, about me going to school.
Oh,
you can catch it out,
cuz. So,
you can catch it out, cuz. It's called Petey Green doing his damn thing, man. Hood Legend, Volume 1.
Hood
you can
Legend?
That shit.
How the fuck can you be a hood legend, nigga? You ain't even out of the hood.
Talk
you
to
always
that.
In your house, always on with Blog Talk Radio. So tell
dog
me when the fuck
that.
You get time to go to the hood.
Dog said that. Nigga, you better come. Man, I wish you would come to my city, dog. You couldn't survive a day.
I wish.
You couldn't survive a day. I remember how you Googled some shit and said you knew about Laondas. We walked around Laondas, didn't nobody know you. Nobody claims you. Nobody claims
you.
Nobody.
No,
you said you was going to get your niggas to fuck with us, so we went out there, dog. And the fucked up thing, about it is right after you said this shit on the phone, we went out there and got sweated by the police. Like, I want this nigga call the boys on us from where he at.
I did call the police. You guys are some broke.
We don't talk to the police, nigga. We don't talk
anyway,
to the police,
we got
to
go to the phone lines. We got to go to the phone lines. So chill right there, Petey.
I'm right here. I ain't
can,
going
I, can I call you Petey or do I just call you Petey Green?
You call me whatever, dog. Call me in the building
okay.
If you want, bust the cock.
No, because it's not you. It's not you. I'm embarrassed now. I'm just wrapped as somebody that's not even there. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, I'm live with Petey Green. We all know who Petey Green is, my Milwaukee kinfolk. My little, what are you, 5'9", 150, or 5'7"? Oh, he hung up. What the fuck he hang up for? Anyways, we got to go to the phone lines, people. Let me go. Here we go. Here we go. 773, you are live with DJ Smell
down,
So Good.
Bomb. It's your boy Cold Flow, man.
Cold Flow? What's up, Cold Flow Radio?
Man, fuck that
down,
shit.
Man.
You let me in this bitch too late, man. Fuck that. Fuck them pussy-ass niggas, man. That's what I want to tell that hoe-ass nigga. Let me coming on my motherfucking show trying to make amends. Let me going on my goddamn YouTube website talking about, man, hey, man, you guys win. You guys win. Fuck you, you hoe-ass nigga. I wish, man, you should have left that bitch-ass nigga on the motherfucking phone so we can got his goddamn address. Because these niggas is hiding. You niggas is pies. You niggas is cream puffs. Fuck you niggas, and you come on my motherfucking show with that gay-ass bullshit again, I'm going to make sure I save that goddamn number, do that reverse lookup, that's how we found your goddamn payphone-ass phones that y'all was calling from the last time, you faggot-ass niggas, and you going to motherfucking get it in. Please, I'm not even, all I want to come up here and say is to that weak-ass nigga, I needed him on the phone, stay off my motherfucking YouTube page, all that shit, stay the fuck off my websites. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you gay-ass niggas waking up at 9 in the morning with another nigga on y'all motherfucking brains. That is gay. You need to do a survey on yourself, check all the points, and you will see that leads to me being gay. Yes, you niggas is gay. Check it off, and then you will see. You niggas is gay, man. Stop doing that shit, please. Calling up here being the buddy-buddy shit, man, please. I mean, Goofy can go ahead and do that. I'm not finna sit up here and entertain you bitches at all. I want to cut one of you niggas across your motherfucking throat, kick you in your motherfucking faces, and then go ahead and sodomize your fat-ass motherfucking bitch. Fuck you and all the motherfucking niggas that roll with you. And anybody in the Milwaukee that's got a motherfucking beef, you know what I'm saying? Dirty South, Tampa Bay, 813, you can come check me out, 4402 North 34th Street. I'm there every motherfucking day in the hood on the grind, Tampa, Florida, 33610. Fuck with your boy. That's a real address, nigga.
All right, before
bitch
we do that, Cold Flow.
Fuck ass.
You got something to say?
Fuck broke ass Milwaukee. Whoever came in with that good name, appreciate you. Because fuck broke ass Milwaukee, Miss Piggy, P.I.G., all these other undercover ass names you keep bringing your hungry ass in here to get some entertainment for. Fuck ass niggas. Fuck Chester Cheetah, too. Or Chester Peter, whatever the fuck his name is. Fuck you, too. Low budget right, video making ass nigga.
Hold on, Smelly.
Pussy.
I'm asking questions here. Cold Flow, you got something to say? Okay. We got Milwaukee back?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck ass
okay.
Niggas, man. I don't want to talk to fucking hoes, the whole ass nigga network. Nobody don't need it. This the real nigga network. Whole ass nigga homes don't even motherfucking get on this bitch. You
well,
the hon, the
Milwaukee,
whole ass
the,
nigga
this?
Network. What the fuck these niggas is, man? What the fuck they talking about? Bitch ass niggas talking about they visit different places and shit. Niggas ain't
hello?
Clarksville twice.
Hello?
Nigga, that ain't no accomplishment. What the fuck? You going to
hold
see
on.
Taylor Swift
hold
and
on.
Shit?
Smell it. Come on, brother.
Yes, nigga.
Trying to talk to my brothers. Trying to make amends me. Or how the fuck you ever say that word?
Hey,
am I
on?
You lying, motherfucker.
Am I on? Because I've been listening to this nigga go off on his mouth being real loud and being real hard.
Nigga, I
over
ain't
the phone.
Being real nothing. I hung
you
up on you. I hang.
Nuts,
I hung
nigga.
Up on fags
I
on
know.
My
that's
show. That's why I hung up
do.
On fags.
That's what gay
y'all
ass
gay ass
do.
Niggas start talking
you
that old P shit.
Over
that old you won shit.
Yeah, you go
that old you won. Hey, you guys won. Nigga, fuck that. You soft ass nigga. You don't know what beef is, bitch.
Nigga.
Niggas is hoes, man. In the building. Nigga, you gay ass niggas is out the building, man. What the fuck is
up,
dog. The
you know what's
fuck
fucked
ever.
Up, fam?
You juicy
you
juice cup drinking ass
shit.
Nigga.
You
whatever,
claim you got
man.
All this money. You didn't
I just,
get
I just gave you my address,
nigga.
Dog. I just gave
off,
you
man.
My address. What the fuck
nigga,
you talking about?
You
I just put my address out there.
You
broke pocket bitches cannot afford a $177 ticket to get your gay asses down here. It's $177 to see me, bitch.
Random Gorilla Monday on 186.2 Deuce the Worldwide Radio Show. Yeah, we had to mute them people. Because obviously they weren't playing fair, and the little retards over here are all scared and shit.
Yay!
You know what I'm talking about. Don't worry, little retard.
Shit,
but anyway, like
cash.
I said, people, we live. This is Platinum Gorilla Monday, dedicated to that beautiful Miss P.I.G. out there. And, you know, we got
the rest of the niggas
crazy
in
crazy party, if you know what I'm talking
whole
about.
Whole-ass nigga network.
If this going to be that kind of party, I'm going to stick my dick in the mashed potatoes.
No, it ain't that kind of party, motherfuckers. But anyway, let's get back to some more music, people. And, actually, no. Here, I owe Koflo. 773, you live. 773. Going once, going twice. Out the building. Well, anyways. The show dedicated to my Milwaukee kinfolk. And if y'all don't motherfucking like it, I don't give a fuck. These niggas need to be exposed because these motherfuckers are broke. And you need to help some motherfuckers. It's like we are the
network.
World. We are the children, if you know what I mean.
Whole-ass nigga
donate
network.
Donate to a bum. Why? Because that bum might one day come back and get you. So, shit, give him a dollar. Who gives a fuck? Anyways,
whole
here we go right here with a new Goofy Bone classic dedicated to my Milwaukee Ken folks, and, of course, it has my Milwaukee Ken folk in it. Shouts out to Jay Wills and Petey Green. One night stand, my nigga.
186.2 exclusive.
Play a little game for the half.
One night stand.
Yeah! Come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go. Gonna do
one
it for one night.
Night stand.
Then they'll watch you.
Yeah.
Come on. Gonna do it for one night. This is the last time, motherfucker.
Then they'll watch you. Bucks. Night stand.
Them Milwaukee Bucks, man, they at it again, talking all this shit, then trying to be my friend. It's a one-night stand, as they so-called say. Three men in a hotel room rapping, now that's gay. Where the hoes at, motherfuckers? Still sipping on your little cup, being a chump sucker. Jay Wills, nigga, keep trying. I'm glad you got some gold, but nigga, you ain't lying.
That's right. Let's go. Listen.
A one night stand means you got a hoe. Your one night stand showed you got no hoes. Nigga, quit trying. Nigga, stop lying. Nigga, quit putting Milwaukee down with your fake ass rhyming. The only hoes I see is Jay Will and Ghetto.
Yeah.
Come on. Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
One
gonna do it for one night.
Night. Just one night.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one
yeah.
night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night stand.
From
city to city and state to state, I fuck every hoe throughout the interstate. So how you gonna tell me about a one-night stand when you don't got hoes in your video, man? Bruce Sky thought you niggas was something. When the beef all started, found you niggas was nothing. I got more money in my fucking pocket than you'll have in your life. Can't you tell by my wallet? It's Louis Vuitton, I'm a baller, you see. When they compare us together, they know you broke to me. So Jay Wills, keep trying.
Keep trying.
And Wayne Ghetto, stop lying.
Stop.
And Petey Green, you little chump. Go fuck
one
a big fucking
night.
Girl with a bra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Gonna do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
Gonna
do it for one night.
Night. Just one night.
Yeah. Come on, gon' do it for one night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night stand.
Gone to a next city, we get it again.
no torch, quit lying, my friend. But you got no torch, quit lying, my friend. How the hell you gon' rep a gold chain when you don't got couches in your house, man? Always trying to diss me when you should look in the mirror and see what we see. Broke niggas on the come up with goodwill clothes, still talking like chumps. Always trying to make some noise when your one night stand is you fucking your boys. Keep making your YouTube videos while I'm fucking hoes. Do it for one night stand, bro.
Come on.
Gon' do it for one night.
Just one night.
Let's go.
Gon'
do it for one night.
Night.
Just one night.
Yeah.
Come on. Gon' do it for one night.
Just one night.
Where's your hoes at, bitch?
One night stand. Bitches.
Cole Flo, are you live?
I'm live right now. Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Speak.
Man,
speak
I don't know what
you
the fuck happened the first couple of times. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Y'all need to let me host the second round of this shit, man, on neutral ground at Cole Flo Radio, man. I'm talking about and let the people decide this shit for y'all. It ain't got to be no, well, we was on his station or we was on they station type of shit. And I'm not soliciting for the listeners because I'm going to get them anyway. I'm just saying, let me host that shit for y'all, man. Let's pump that shit, man, and let's do this shit the right motherfucking way. Let the people break this shit down, dude. All that shouting back and forth shit, dude. You got a show, he got a show to run. Fuck that. Let's handle this shit.
I'm with it. When set it up. When we roll.
Fight these motherfuckers. Shit.
Yeah, that's really what we on. We really
want
to do some other shit because they came with that whole shit.
Street Fighter shit. We go to like some exotic place where it's a badass background and we motherfucking duke it out. And I mean shit.
Oh, fuck that, man, because it's still a loss for both of y'all. No matter who win, man, it's still a loss for
How
both of y'all.
How
was that? You talking about? Because you talking about two young niggas, man. Me, real talk, dude. I ain't no soft ass nigga, dude. But I'm talking about it's bad. Okay, you go out there, you whoop his ass. He come there, he whoop your ass. However the fuck it go, man, it's still a loss for both of y'all, dude. But if the fucking people decide and the people say, man, Goofy shitted on Petey, or the people say, man, Petey shitted on Goofy, then that's the actual factual, man. It's not coming from your camp. It's not coming from his camp. It's actually coming from the people, man.
From the
and
people, yeah, I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? Let's speak the story. Let's, you know what I'm saying? Let's talk the story of what the problem is. You know what I'm saying? I heard you. I heard you clear as day. This shit ain't over no fucking Tasha. Woo, woo. Okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? This some Jay Will shit. Woo, woo, man. Let's bring all them parties together, man. And let's, man, let's blaze this shit. Let's set this shit on fire, dude. Blog Talk, we've never seen no shit like this.
That sounds like a plan. Let me bring him.